KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
From the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's America at Night with Rich Valdez, America's favorite late night talk program, featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's the Friday night edition of the program. Happy to be here with live. We're national, and I'm taking your calls, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And lots of stuff in the news, like always, but what I want to start with today is the federal courts weighing in, saying that, yes, the Trump administration, the United States government, the President of the United States, the Secretary of State, they are, in fact, allowed to revoke your green card, your visa, whatever they think they need to revoke if you're deemed a national security risk. Listen to this.
This is really the only the beginning of this legal battle, but the administration gets the first victory in court. Mahmoud Khalil is a permanent resident. He was involved in pro-Palestinian demonstrations at Columbia University. He was arrested last month by federal agents following a deportation order from the Trump administration. Now, Secretary of State Marco Rubio alleged that Khalil can be deported because of his so-called beliefs, statements, or associations that would compromise U.S. foreign policy interests. Khalil's attorneys say in response, the government provided no evidence of criminal activity, and supporters say a deportation would create a chilling effect on free speech across the nation. Khalil spoke in court after the decision. He said that there's nothing more important in court than due process and fundamental fairness. Khalil's legal team has until April 23rd to appeal the decision in Louisiana. The case also will continue in New Jersey, where he was originally. The case will likely go on for months.
So that's that. And I can't say I didn't see that one coming. I think everybody saw that coming, right? That is how it works. You know, if you're a student of history, or if you study history, you'll remember all of the actions that President Lincoln took during the Civil War. And there was a lot, right? There's a lot he can do. There's a lot of power that governors have, police powers, a lot of powers that a president of the United States has. And these powers are granted not necessarily in wartime or anything like that. I know there's a lot of misnomers about that. But what it really is, it's about emergent situations. And the president can do a lot of things. Some of the same things we've criticized Volodymyr Zelensky, right? Remember him? Some of the things that he's done, Abraham Lincoln did. And this is not a defense of Volodymyr Zelensky. It's not. But I'm just saying, when you have to look out for your country, you have to look out for your country. And you're affording certain powers. It's that simple. And if you see someone in your country that is not a naturalized citizen, that, you know, doesn't have a history there, that is here and causing problems, right? And I would say, you know, Dick Brennan from Fox 5 said this was a pro-Palestinian. I guess some might label it that, but the reality was this was a hostage-taking event at Columbia University. A hostage was taken. Somebody was arrested for that. This guy organized the whole thing. This was not some sort of protest. This wasn't a bunch of people just, you know, chanting, you know, hell no, we won't go. And the fact that the media continues to parade around with this charade should alarm a lot of people. It definitely alarms me. Because we can't operate in a society where we just make stuff up. But that's what happened there. And this guy, you don't get to come to the country to disrupt the country. You don't have a right to be here. And that's facts, right? I mean, people are getting deported for a whole lot less. So just imagine that. And I think there's this big misconception about, you know, this, what's the word I'm looking for? This sense of entitlement that I don't think should continue. And I hope that people start to get the point that it's a privilege to be an American. You know, it really is, in my opinion. You could say what you want, sure. That's the part of the privilege, right? You can run around and practice whatever religion you want to practice. You can run around and criticize the sitting president of the United States. You can run around and do a whole lot of things. And you're never going to get gunned down by the government, right? Because your speech is protected. But this person engaged in was not speech. This was, as Secretary Rubio said, this was something that was antithetical to United States foreign policy. When you saw these college campuses, they looked like war zones, shattering glass, hitting Jewish students in the head, taking janitors from the Dominican Republic hostage. I saw that guy on the news. I'll never forget that. This is a tough guy from New York, and he was like, I was afraid for my life. They would not let me leave. Just imagine that. Just imagine you go to work to be a janitor or whatever else you do for a living. And then because somebody's, quote-unquote, exercising their freedom of speech, you get trapped in a building. And the only thing between you and the riot cops that are trying to save you are the people in front of you throwing, you know, all sorts of whatever they're throwing, you know, frozen bottles of water, bricks, rocks, you name it, spraying mace, bear spray, all of that stuff at the cops. Right? That's really what was happening here. Lighting fires. That's not protest. That's anarchy. That's an insurrection, and it needs to be put down. Anyway, so that's that. And anybody who's on the terror watch list, they can expect the same. That's going to happen to them, too. Now, let's see. Oh, we have a new chairman of the Joint Chiefs. Lieutenant General Dan Raisin Kane has been confirmed to lead the Joint Chiefs. So congratulations to him. Acting ICE Director says that mass deportations should be run like Amazon Prime, but with human beings. Very quickly, right? Very quickly, I get that. Very, very quickly is correct. Maybe they should hire Bezos to oversee this. How are we doing this? How do you get these returns processed so quickly? Let's get her done. Anyway, lots to discuss tonight. There was a helicopter accident in New York City yesterday, and it's unfortunate. I think I shared, you know, very quickly about, you know, my own experience doing that same type of tour. I did it with my girlfriend, who then became my wife, you know, many years ago. And it was nice. You know, you see everything. You see the Statue of Liberty. You go between the Twin Towers. It was really nice. And this family that was on there just, you know, it didn't work out. Well, we're going to talk about that a little bit. We're going to talk about what the NTSB, the watchdog group, our government agency overseeing accidents, had to say about it, as well as you know, what some of the pros, you know, former pilots and whatnot have to say about it. So we're going to do that. We're also going to get into a few other things tonight because, you know, it's Friday and I like to get into lots of different topics. So keep it locked right here. It's Rich Valdez. We're here till midnight or 1 a.m., depending on what part of the country you're in. And for those of you on the West Coast, I'm 7 to 10 in a lot of places. So keep it locked. Put your hair up. Put your feet up. Get comfortable because we're about to do a whole bunch of good radio tonight. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to...
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco & Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay Warhawk Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
It's April, and you know what that means. Hot Cars and Cool April Nights is back. This year's going to be bigger than ever, so mark your calendars for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shine, a drive-in movie, and don't forget about the cruise on Friday, April 25th, followed by the biggest show and shine of them all on Saturday, April 26th. Get your wristbands at any local Napa Auto Parts store. And remember, Cool April Nights returns April 18th through the 27th, so update those calendars now, and also get a full schedule of events at CoolAprilNights.com.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
I'm so glad to be on your show, Rich. It's just an amazing broadcast that I hope the rest of America listens to every day.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
I see, like, a helicopter disintegrate in midair, and then I heard a loud sound.
This witness, like many living along the Hudson River, watched as the tourist helicopter plummeted into the water, killing the pilot, along with Siemens executive Agustin Escobar, his wife, and 3 children.
Oh, my gosh!
Many captured video moments telling a terrifying tale. FAA records show that the Bell Long Ranger model had an airworthiness certificate valid through 2029, and that federal authorities had previously investigated the company operating the Hilo for their involvement in two prior safety incidents, one in 2013, another in 2015. Maintenance records are not made public, and the NTSB restricts what companies can disclose during an ongoing investigation, but witness accounts may give some experts a clue. For City News, I'm Laura Aguirre.
So that's what's going on with this case in New York, and I wanted to get a little context on it from somebody who's a former Army military and state police helicopter pilot. He's also an expert on aviation overall. Mike Hatton, welcome, sir.
Welcome, Rich. Thanks for having me.
You bet. So what is your initial take on what happened here? Because I haven't seen many videos, but the one video I think I keep seeing is, you know, there's no smoke, doesn't look like anything blew up or anything. It just looks like it stopped working and it fell like a brick right into the water.
Well, you're absolutely correct. And I think at this point we can speculate on many different causes, but I think the safest thing to say right now is that there was some type of catastrophic failure. That may sound a little elementary, but that's the initial thoughts that I have about this. And the tail boom obviously broke off the aircraft, and many times that will cause what's called mast bumping. That's when the rotor bumps the mast and the mast goes into the transmission, and that's the part of the helicopter we saw fall that was still spinning, separated from the aircraft. Now, that can happen first and then cut the tail boom off. So the investigation will tell us that, but that's the two events that I see that happened that I can, you know, confirm happened because we saw it on live TV or on film.
Yeah. Now, Mike Hatton, when you have spent a career up in the air like you have, when you've seen this happen in the past, what typically contributes to this type of, is it a mechanical failure? Is it a maintenance issue, a deferred maintenance issue? Is it, you know, like sometimes with airplanes, birds get caught in these engines? What do you presume happened here?
Well, again, it could be a multitude of things. A bird could, a large flock of birds could have possibly hit that rotor system while it's spinning. Maybe caused a reaction from the pilots to avoid them or something that was a little too abrupt. That can cause mast bumping, which can lead to separation of the rotor blade striking the tail boom and lead to separation of the tail boom. Now, I will say that that helicopter has had, not that specific helicopter, but that model helicopter has had cracks in the past. I lost two very good friends at a place that I worked shortly after I left because the tail boom separated, just like in this accident, from the aircraft. That caused mast bumping. That caused an accident and two lives were lost. As a matter of fact, there is something called a doubler or a reinforcement plate that had been installed on that tail boom near that area on all models that was required by the manufacturer on that tail boom of that aircraft to prevent cracking, but it wasn't always effective.
Okay, so this means that this particular helicopter has had a history of these types of tail boom issues. Is this a normal occurrence? Again, I don't do much helicoptering. I've only done it once that I went on a similar tour right there from New York Harbor. And I don't know much about anything with that when it comes to that. But is this like the type of helicopter you go, I don't want one of those, and then, you know, maybe the company you work for goes, yeah, but we're buying those because those are, you know, 50 grand cheaper than the other ones. Or are they all kind of the same?
Well, I wouldn't describe it quite like that. And as far as a history, I wouldn't say a deep history. History kind of implies, you know, a deep history. But I know of one or two incidents where this has happened before. Like I said, one I had personal, you know, knowledge of because I knew the occupants. As far as the price or the safety record of this aircraft, the Bell Long Ranger was the safest business aircraft in America. Not business rotorcraft, but business aircraft, including airplanes, you know, jets, things like that. It was for several years, it was the safest aircraft. So the aircraft while all aircraft have some minor problems like that from time to time that get worked out, the Bell does have a very, very good safety record, and it is a good aircraft.
Now, Mike Hatton, what do you think is the next step here? Because it seems like Jennifer Homendy, the chair of the NTSB, is making an appeal for additional information, asking the public to relinquish any videos they might have. Listen to this.
Now, what we are hoping is that we are able to get the public to send us any photos or video you may have, or if you want to contact us because you believe that you have information that could be pertinent to our investigation, please reach out to us, provide that information to us. We will get in contact with you at the following email address, witness@ntsb.gov. That's witness@ntsb.gov.
So, Mike Hatton, again, I don't know if this is a very typical practice in an NTSB accident investigation or not. I'm sure the family and, you know, everybody involved peripherally wants to know what's going on. But it, to me, I get the message that they don't really have a clue of what's going on either.
Well, I think they know what happened. They just don't know the sequence of events. And that's the first time I've heard that, and I'm glad you played that because that was an urgent appeal. And that tells me that they are likely trying to determine through video evidence whether it was the tail boom that separated first or the rotor that separated first, like I described earlier. Now, through the course of the accident, they will be able to determine that when they reconstruct the aircraft, if they're able to recover enough pieces and parts of it, and I'm sure they will be able to, but they will be able to determine that through that. But they do want verification through video evidence and at least maybe what direction to start in if they can get that video evidence.
Well, Mike Hatton, I really appreciate the analysis and the insight. Former military pilot, former state police helicopter pilot. Mike, if people want to learn more about you and what you're doing and how you're doing it, where do they go and how do they learn more about you?
Well, if they have any questions, they can find me on LinkedIn under my name, Mike Hatton, and they can also email me at MikeHatton@me.com, MikeHatton@me.com. That's MikeHatten.
Outstanding. Well, thank you for being with us. Thanks for giving us a little clarity on this as it unfolds. We might be back in touch with you to get a little bit more of your expertise. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You bet. Now, amigos, we continue. We're going to have lots of discussion tonight. We're going to get into a number of things, not the least of which will be a conversation with Jill Robin Payne, for those who haven't heard her before. She's terrific. We're also going to have a conversation with Jack Watts. He is a author. He's got a lot of books under his belt, by the way. And we're going to talk about a recent book he's got that highlights something very, very interesting because it's National Child Abuse Prevention Month in April, and it's also Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And he's got a book on this, which is really interesting because this is a topic that doesn't get discussed very, very often and one that, you know, when these things come around, I like to talk about. Ever since we had that guest on, I don't know if you remember that conversation, but the woman who was a victim of sibling sexual assault. I don't know if you remember that. That was a crazy interview. She was a real champ, and I really appreciated her for her honesty. Anyway, we're going to continue all of our discussions tonight. Your calls and more, 833-4-VALDEZ.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, it's Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, and it's time for our spring sale, April 12th through the 19th. That's right, it's your chance to save on all your spring projects, like the estate retaining wall block as low as $5.99 a block, or 2.5 gallon jugs of Ranger Pro for only $59. Our popular garden power soil will be on sale for $49.99 a yard. The rain's about over. Do you need to fill the potholes? Road base starts as low as $34 a yard. Or maybe you're building the patio. The Artisan Slate Premier 3-piece combo in a choice of 3 colors is marked down to $499.99. for a 122 square foot pallet. 50-pound bags of triple 15 fertilizer for only $29.99. Save big on all the many options of landscape fabric, garden tools, pawn products, and so much more at Lauk's Landscape Supply, April 12th through the 19th. So plan your project now. Give us a call at 378-2220. Check us out on the web at laukslandscape.com or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Stern Creek, and Airport Road. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Anderson, and Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State, and Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Anderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition-free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Call now 833-4-VALDEZ. 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Particularly heinous and just disturbing to read.
That's Lincoln County Prosecuting Attorney Mike Wood's reaction after poring over the alleged abuse committed by Brenda Deutsch of Winfield.
Two things that really stood out was the number of children that had been fostered through that home, and then the allegations that these types of abuse and emotional neglect had been going on for what seems to be perhaps a decade.
However, a recent case sparked a police investigation on November 21st. A school resource officer at a Lincoln County school noticed a student missing. According to charging documents, Deutsch requested to take a girl in her care to her friend's home in Texas. The child was often left alone there in dirty living conditions with exotic animals, which Wood said Deutsch collects. The attorney explaining a monkey was potentially exchanged along the lines of human trafficking.
A witness who had come forward, who had some information regarding the systemic abuse that was going on in the home, had said that they had been asked to bring the child down to Texas and then bring the monkey back in return. Obviously, you know, we have to do more investigation to see if that's actually credible, if it's true.
The girl also told investigators she was severely beaten for years. Wood was shocked they didn't previously have any police reports, requests of criminal investigations, or prosecutions.
As we kind of broke it open, it seems like apparently it was a very well-known residence that cycled through this abuse, which obviously is really disturbing and problematic.
The female victim is now in protective custody in Texas.
Man, what a story. You know, God speak to this little girl. This is horrific, but check this out, right? Again, I think you heard it right. A Missouri foster mom to 200 children is accused of trading a child in her care for an exotic monkey. Her name? Brenda Ruth Deutsch, 70 years old. She was arrested on these allegations. You were listening to the prosecutor there give his thoughts on this. And this is insanity. Now, I worked in the state of New Jersey. This is the work I did was in this area, right? Child abuse prevention, community partnerships to prevent child abuse and all that. And I can tell you that this is horrific, right? But listen to the quote here from the prosecutor. At least two witnesses have come forward with information regarding the transportation of the monkey back to Missouri after the child was delivered. But we will have to further investigate whether that was actually a trade for the child or if it was something that does not rise to the level of trafficking. Now, call me what you want to call me. But I open up this article I'm looking at. It's got a mugshot of this woman. The second I see this woman, the first thing I think is, I would never give this woman a child. She looks like bad news. Now, it's a good thing I don't work there in child in the Department of Children and Families anymore. Or maybe it's not. Who knows? But I can tell you that you got to go with your gut sometimes. And when you see somebody that clearly looks like they're a menace to society, you got to follow your gut. You got to say, look, this lady es una loca. How do you just deposit a child with her? Now, I'm going to back up and say, having worked in this, I can tell you how. People show up and they have work. Good people, good intention people show up. They want to help children. And they do what they think is right. And they get overworked. And they have minimal resources. And I don't know the answer to the question of what came first, the chicken or the egg. But I can tell you when I was a kid, and again, I'm not that old, 46. But when I was a kid, it was not uncommon to hear about someone coming from a place called an orphanage. And this orphanage was a place where little kids lived. You all know that, right? I'm preaching to the choir here. And it was run by a church. Sisters of Mercy, Sisters of this, Sisters of the Holy Cross. You know, it was always some sort of religious order that operated an orphanage. Now, today, it seems like there is no orphanage anymore. I don't see any orphanages anywhere. I don't see any. I don't hear of any. And in recent years, like the last 20 or so, whenever it was that they implemented, at least in Jersey, something called the New Jersey, I think it's called the Safe Haven Act, where they said, we're not going to prosecute you with a crime. If you want to give up and abandon your child, you can do it at any police department, fire department, hospital, or church. And people praised this as, you know, we needed this because they were throwing kids in the garbage. True, they have thrown kids in the garbage. And you do, I guess, if things are that dire, you need to remind people, okay, listen, you don't have to throw your living kid in a trash can. You can actually give it to a hospital and they won't charge you. So I understand why they made this law. But the fact that we made this law, does that not alarm anybody? That people are having kids and throwing them away? And this is not an invitation, cue the crazies who are abortion freaks to call and say, no, what, you know, Rich, that's because you've made abortion so rare, these girls don't have a chance. They don't have a choice. They're forced to give birth to these kids and throw them in trash cans. Now, to that I say, F you, you're lucky you're not in my face. Because how do you try and trivialize these things? Right? And there was that story we did the other day about the woman who was being interviewed and they get into a tit for tat on abortion and the lady punches the lady in the face. Right? Because she was like, you're not going to force me to have this kid. How dare you? Pa, pa, pa. And, you know, gave her a two-piece. Lady from the Bronx. Crazy. So here's this lady. Again, I'll give you her name again just for the sake of everybody who might know her. Brenda Ruth Deutsch, 70 years old. This woman is accused of trading a monkey for a kid. Who knows what they did with this kid? Now, for those of you who've listened to the show for any extended time, you've heard our guests. We've had many a guest on this show talk about, I was trafficked out by my own family. Now, it wasn't always strangers. In one case it was. The kid was kidnapped. But in another one, or in most of them, it was their family. People would abuse issues in their family, substance abuse issues, that would let the kid go with somebody for money in exchange for something. Now listen, you know, we've had Joe Exotic, the Tiger King, on this show. He likes exotic animals. He had tigers. And, you know, I like Joe Exotic. I think he's a cool guy. I think having a collection of exotic pets is a cool thing if that's what you do. But it's not lost on me that these are typically very eccentric people, right? And Joe, if you're listening, you know I love you, but you're pretty eccentric, right? It's not something everybody does, collect exotic pets. Now, he did it more of as a rescue for the tigers and whatnot. But this woman says here she collected these pets. Now, maybe she saw herself as a rescuer of children, a rescuer of pets. I think this woman's delusional. I think she's a loca, and she probably has some sort of issue somewhere. And again, maybe I'm, you know, jumping the gun here. Maybe this is all a mistake, right? I have to give her the presumption of innocence. But I can't help, as a dad, think for a second that some little girl who's admitted to being beaten many times, and that's not okay, that somehow it's a far cry from being beaten to being traded for a monkey. That's insanity. And I don't know the answer to this problem, but I can tell you, more government is not the answer to the problem. Ronald Reagan said it best. The answer to the problem isn't more government, because government is the problem. I'll be right back.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Whoa, more fiber?
What?
Down here, buddy. It's me, your spoon. Constipation with belly pain still coming back?
Yeah.
Talk to your doctor. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, but Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
We're definitely going to be late to the concert. I feel like we should be there by now.
I'm just taking a little detour. I got to fill up my gas tank, and I know this place a couple towns over where the gas is cheaper.
Are you serious? We're going to be late for the concert because you're driving out of the way for cheaper gas? Just use Upside.
What's Upside?
Upside is the free cashback app that gets you real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, I can get cash back just for buying the gas I need anyway?
Yes, I use it all the time, and I've made around $200. Now pull over so you can download the Upside app before we miss the concert.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SMALL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or as a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SMALL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SMALL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus. That's code SMALL.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
I'm honored, man, to be able to have a voice on.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Becoming the new Loca to look at. Because why? She always has something interesting to say. She is going to have such an amazing career in working on The View or working in talk radio or doing a podcast or CNN or something like that. Because she is just way too entertaining. Listen to this.
Some version of a constitutional crisis or showdown between the courts and this administration almost since day one. Are you heartened at least by the unanimity of this decision of the court saying at least siding with the district judge provisionally here?
I mean, to a certain extent, I feel like I'm in an abusive relationship. I think all Americans may feel like we're in an abusive relationship with this administration as well as with the Supreme Court that struggles to really earn the trust of American citizens, right? And at a time in which we really are wondering whether or not there is going to be this ultimate clash between an order from the Supreme Court and this administration, again, we're kind of in this space where they're basically saying in a unanimous way, which again, as you pointed out, doesn't happen very often, they are saying, you know what? We all agree. And it is very difficult to get them to all agree on anything. So we will see what this administration does. But as far as I'm concerned, if you could figure out how to get them down there, you can figure out how to get them back.
Okay. Listen, Jasmine Crockett, thank you for that. Yeah, you made my Friday night. Now, here's why. Jasmine Crockett has such a limited understanding, right? And she's the lawyer, right? I'm not a lawyer. She's a lawyer. But it seems like her understanding of how our system of laws works is kind of skewed. And I know that's tough to for many to swallow, right? Some are going to say, well, hold on, Rich Valdez, hold on. You're going to tell me you worked in government for a little while, you're a small business owner, and now you talk on the radio. Somehow you know more than a woman who went to law school, has a law degree, and is a member of the United States Congress? Yes. And I'll explain to you why. Because she has no idea what she's talking about. The mere idea, look, if Joe Biden would have tried to deport anybody, I would not have, been up in arms. But if he tried to deport even at least the bad guys, you know, like even if there was like a little crackdown after the whole Lake and Riley murder. But no, he didn't try anything. And it seems like she's okay with that. Jasmine Crockett's okay with people that make it a habit and a practice to rape and murder people. Now, I'm not saying every illegal alien that's in the United States is a rapist and a murderer. I'm talking specifically about the rapists and murderers. And those that are coming here to disrupt our country. Through subversion and things of that nature, like Mr. Mahmoud Khalil, who led a coup, right? He literally held a Dominican janitor hostage. Not he, but, you know, one of the people under his command as he was leading the siege on Columbia University campus, breaking windows, starting fires, crashing with hundreds of riot cops. This is not a protest. I mean, if you want to put it mildly, you could say it was a riot. But you can't call it a protest. You can't say this was free speech. Nobody has free speech rights to go and destroy a college campus and keep somebody who works at the college hostage. And again, I keep saying these Dominicans. I don't remember his name. But I know Dominicans who live uptown in Washington Heights and in the Bronx. These are not wallflowers. This guy was petrified. When I saw the video, when he was talking, and he said, I was afraid for my life. He wasn't playing it up for the cameras. This guy was afraid. This guy lives in New York City. He probably dodges a couple of bullets on the way to work every day. Has had to probably, you know, take on somebody with a knife in his hand at some point in his journeys through the city. And at some point, he's taken hostage by a bunch of people that support the Hamas terror organization. And he says he's scared to death, afraid for his life. If a tried and true, tough New Yorker, and he wasn't the only one, right? There were others that were not necessarily being held where he was. He was being held, like, sequestered by himself. But there were others. Everybody was afraid. This was not a protest. So when you want to kick somebody like that out of the country, like Mahmoud Khalil, go right ahead. And if Joe Biden would have done that, I don't think any conservative would have fought him on that. But yet here you have Jasmine Crockett saying, I feel like I'm in an abusive relationship. Why? Why do you feel abused? Because the courts don't agree with you? Because the courts are following the law? How many times does the court put out something I don't like? I just criticize the judge, right? Because usually it's just one judge, maybe a two. You know, Amy Coney Barrett, as of late, seems to be missing the mark as a jurist, in my opinion. But you have the other three that are reliable, right? Kagan, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, and Sonia Sotomayor. So what's the big deal here, Crockett? Well, the big deal is that Crockett always has to have something to say, and I get that. That's okay. I kind of do the same thing. The big difference here is I was not elected to go represent the people of Texas in Congress like she was. And then she goes out here and she creates this false, this false image that somehow we should allow, like any United States government, whether it's Republicans or Democrats, that we should allow someone to come to the country and start this type of riot here when they're not even a citizen. But they came here to make problems. This is open and shut where I come from. I have no idea why she's got her shorts in a twist over here, but doesn't she always? Jasmine Crockett, amigos, we'll keep you posted on what she has to say. And, of course, Congresswoman Crockett, you're welcome to join me on the show anytime. Anytime, I'd love to have you. My gut tells me you probably won't accept, but the invitation remains. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
The countdown is on for the 2025 NFL Draft presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds 3 days live from Green Bay, April 24th through the 26th. Watch every pick live with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon. Also streaming on NFL Plus and on ESPN, ABC, and ESPN Deportes. It all starts Thursday, April 24th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Subscription required for NFL Plus. Lowe's, we help, you save. Lowe's, official partner of the 2025 NFL Draft.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Paid for by Estella's Pharma.
All right, amigos, welcome back. Rich Valdez keeping you company all night long. And there's a bunch of things that are going on today in the news. I don't want to get too ahead of myself because I got, you know, another 2 hours of radio to go. And some of you might be hearing this a little jumbled up at a different time. But right now it is 9 p.m. hour Eastern time. Probably not supposed to say all that. But I do, just for the sake of transparency. You know who else is being transparent? Caroline Leavitt. She was talking about President Trump going in for a physical today and how he puts everything out there. Listen to this.
And about the former president and transparency regarding his health. Are there...
Well, I can tell you there was certainly a lack of transparency from the former president, from the entire former administration, and frankly, a lot of people in this room when it came to the health and the competence of the former president of the United States, Joe Biden. There was one of the greatest cover-ups and, frankly, political scandals this nation has ever seen. It's been unraveled in some recent books that are being written by journalists who engaged in that cover-up and scandal, which is quite ironic. But this president is clearly committed to transparency. You in this room see him and hear from him on a daily basis. You in this room know from covering him, it's hard to keep up with him. He is a machine working around the clock every single day. And the physician, after today's physical, will provide an update on the report in the effort of transparency.
I got to tell you, it's so refreshing to have a White House press secretary that knows what's going on, is able to give firm responses. I love it. I'm happy that she's there. Shout out to Caroline Leavitt. And for El Trumpito for being so, so transparent, right? Talk about transparency and health. Joe El Baboso Biden. This guy was faking it till he made it every single day. Lost half the time and everybody said, no, he's fine. He's in the best of health. Remember that? What a cover up. Anyway, we're going to talk about a bunch of things with one of my favorite psychologists, Jill Robin Payne. She's coming up in the next hour. Keep it locked right here. I'm Rich Valdez.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Are you all ready for a good time, for a great cause? Well, join Chicks and Chaps at Woody's on Monday, April 14th from 5 to 9 p.m. for the Chicks and Chaps Brewhouse Takeover. We're serving up a limited edition of Chicks and Chaps American Light Lager. And don't miss your shot at winning 4 rodeo tickets in our big drawing. Must be present to win. Come raise a glass and help our effort to help local breast cancer patients, because every sip makes a difference. See you at Woody's Monday, April 14th.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. China announces countermeasures raising tariffs on U.S. goods from 84% to 125% starting tomorrow.
The U.S. and China have escalated their trade war by raising tariffs, even as President Donald Trump hit a pause on tariffs for other countries. A China Commerce Ministry spokesman says, announcing the countermeasure, the U.S. alternately raising abnormally high tariffs on China has become a numbers game, which has no practical economic significance and will become a joke in the history of the world economy. The ministry adds it's filing another lawsuit with the World Trade Organization on the raising of U.S. tariffs. I'm Charles Villadesma.
U.S. markets rallied today despite the news. Yesterday, the Supreme Court ruled that Kilmar Abrego Garcia must return to the U.S. after mistakenly being deported to El Salvador. Today, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt responded to a question about whether El Salvador's president might bring the deported Maryland man with him when he visits Washington on Monday.
The Supreme Court made their ruling last night very clear that it's the administration's responsibility to facilitate the return, not to effectuate the return. I believe the Department of Justice just filed another brief in the lower court. I would defer you to that.
U.S. District Judge Paula Zinnes ordered the U.S. to provide daily updates on the status of its plan to bring him back. Also at townhall.com, a Louisiana immigration judge says Columbia University graduate student Mahmoud Khalil can be deported as a national security risk. Immigration Judge Jamie Comins ruled earlier today. His lawyers say he'll appeal. Khalil participated in pro-Palestinian demonstrations in Columbia University. He was detained by federal immigration agents March 8th in New York and transferred to an immigration detention center in Louisiana. His lawyers are challenging the legality of his detention. More stories at townhall.com.
It's official. Newsmax has become a news giant. It's even listed on the New York Stock Exchange. Over 40 million Americans regularly turn to Newsmax for the news they need to know. They're tuning into the Newsmax channel on all major cable systems. They watch Newsmax, too, on all streaming platforms. They go online to Newsmax.com for breaking headlines. Millions more have downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphone and home TV. Reuters says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. Tens of millions of Americans like you have made the switch to Newsmax for the news they can trust. So make the switch today. You won't ever look back.
The chaotic week on Wall Street ends with big gains. More from Seth Sutel in New York City.
Stocks jumped in another manic day on Wall Street, but the falling value of the dollar and other swings in financial markets suggest that worries about President Donald Trump's trade war remain high. The S&P 500 rose 1.8% Friday after veering between more gains and losses in what has turned out to be a historic week full of huge swings. The S&P gained more than 5% for the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average also swung between losses and gains before closing up 619 points, it's about 1.6%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 2.1%. Treasury yields climbed in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury rose to 4.49%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Consumer sentiment fell sharply this month for the fourth straight month, as the trade war has fueled worries about the health of the job market and inflation. More at townhall.com. There were a couple of humorous moments at the White House today, both involving pesky wildlife.
The first episode took place early in the morning when Fox News correspondent Peter Ducey was a momentary perch for either a pigeon or a mourning dove, which cooed and attempted to land on his head during an outdoor live shot from the White House driveway. Later, Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt was asked about Ducey's condition, and she announced the following breaking news, which many ordinary homeowners might identify with.
I also understand there was a mouse in the briefing room earlier today, so I'm hoping somebody checked in on that, as I'm hoping it doesn't run up here and distract me.
For his part, Ducey would later report a number of White House agencies reached out to him, including the Interior Department. George Williams, Washington.
President Trump has summed up his annual physical by saying, quote, "I did well." He says he believes his doctors would release a report on Sunday. The president spent nearly 5 hours at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center earlier this afternoon. You'll find more breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Are you all ready for a good time, for a great cause? Well, join Chicks and Chaps at Woody's on Monday, April 14th from 5 to 9 p.m. for the Chicks and Chaps Brewhouse Takeover. We're serving up a limited edition of Chicks and Chaps American Light Lager. And don't miss your shot at winning 4 rodeo tickets in our big drawing. Must be present to win. Come raise a glass and help our effort to help local breast cancer patients, because every sip makes a difference. See you at Woody's Monday, April 14th.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Live from the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's America at Night with Rich Valdez, America's favorite late night talk program, featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's the Friday night edition of the program. We're live, we're national, and our phone number is 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And man, I just watched this video. Wasn't what I was going to talk about, but it's what I'm going to talk about. A video on a college campus, I think it occurred in Boston, and really, really disheartening, man. I mean, just one of those things that it's like, man, is this for real? This shouldn't be the case, right? This is not, it's not right, but it is. And I'm watching this video here, and so this kid, he's an activist, he's walking on a college campus, and some, you know, lefty crazy walks next to him and just starts antagonizing him. You know, you effing Nazi, effing this, effing that, you know, yelling at the top of his lungs, getting in his face, take your camera. I mean, you know, really well trained at antagonizing. And it was just you know, God bless this kid for having the patience of a saint. And it makes me think, you know, if they use these tactics on a lot of people are going to take the bait. A lot of people are going to say, you know what? I am happy to pay the $1,000 in bail tonight and the whatever, $3,500, $4,500, $8,000, whatever it's going to cost me to fight this simple assault charge. I'm going to headbutt you. I'm going to break your nose. And I'm not saying I would do it, and I'm not saying you should do it. But I'm saying somebody out there is going to say, do I buy a new car? Do I redo my kitchen? Or do I just bust you in your grill? And people are going to take this bait. And maybe if they have no priors, maybe they get off. Maybe they get it dropped with a good lawyer. So, you know, simple assault might become a disorderly person. Who knows? It's almost like the odds are in your favor, depending on what city you're in. You know, if it's in New York City, good luck. You can shoot the guy and probably not get in trouble. So I think of this, and I'm thinking, why are people so emboldened? And then I'm looking at my show prep for tonight, and I see former Attorney General Eric Holder. Remember him? He was on MSNBC, and he's just reminding people, if we don't fight, here's what happens. Listen to this.
Every citizen in this country ought to be afraid, because the reality is, if they are successful in doing
Hold
this
on a second.
To immigrants...
Every citizen in this country ought to be afraid. Does that sound like a statesman? Does that sound like a cabinet official? Does that sound like a leader? Every citizen should be afraid. That sounds to me like demagoguery coming from the demagogue-in-chief's top lawyer, making sure that you're afraid of something. It sounds like boogeyman fighting. It sounds like I'm trying to coerce you, control you, and make sure you're afraid of something so that you'll always be on edge, so that when you see somebody walking around with a MAGA hat, you will antagonize them. Go ahead.
How they're doing things against American citizens, as you talked about before.
Hold it. Who's doing things against American citizens? I don't see anybody doing anything against American citizens except Eric Holder's friends, like this pendejo that was in this video that I just watched, where he's, you know, verbally berating this kid, baiting him into throwing hands, baiting him. I'm not saying that people should take the bait. I'm saying people are going to take the bait. If you're walking around with a MAGA hat, which is your right, and somebody's going to get in your face, at some point, someone is going to be like, I've had enough. And they're hoping that that happens so they can get it on tape and say, look at how violent the MAGA people are. So kudos to all of these peaceful MAGA people that are led by the Holy Spirit and anything else, you know, reason and logic and good common sense. Because this is not an easy gig when you have guys like Eric Holder out there on TV making a call to arms over here. Listen to this.
Criticized the president, it won't be too long. And the president himself has said he had no objections to taking convicted criminals and putting them in the same jail in El Salvador. There is there's a treadmill that we're potentially getting on here that could result in the erosion of rights for American citizens. Now, I'm not
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. There is a treadmill that we're getting on that could end us in the erosion of rights for some citizens. Mr. Attorney General Eric Holder, what does that mean? What treadmill are we getting on? So far, he said a whole lot of nothing. He said Americans should be afraid. He talked some more crap, and now he's saying, because we're on a treadmill that could lead to the erosion of your rights. You tell me whose rights are eroded. This kid, let me see if I can find his name. I wish I had there's so many F-bombs in this, I can't play it on the radio. Otherwise, I would. It would take forever to edit. But this video with this kid, I'll tell you his name. This is Rogan O'Hanley's video, DC Drano. He always has great stuff. If you're not following him, you're missing out. And this kid's name is Real Nicky Michelli. Real Nicky Michelli, 4547. That's his handle on Instagram. He's walking around with a MAGA hat, making a video on a college campus, likely as a conservative, saying, hey, I'm on a liberal college campus, blah, blah, blah. You know, talking his smack, doing his thing, free speeching it, right? And this guy comes and he's like, all right, I'll free speech it with you. Cool. But he's not free speeching it. He's not like, you know what, why do you like Trump? He's like, take that effing hat on, off, you Nazi, you this, you that. This is not how you have debate. This is not how you have discussion. Yeah, it's free speech for sure. And I'll allow it. But I'm just saying, somebody's going to have had enough. And here's Eric Holder saying it's you and me. It's El Trumpito. We are the people that are causing the problem?
Nah, bro.
I don't think so.
The only reason that we should be concerned about this. People who are in this country deserve the ability to go before courts and have courts make determinations about whether they can stay, whether they should leave, how they should be treated.
And hold on. Hold on. If I'm not mistaken, the court weighed in today, Attorney General Bendejo, sir, with all due respect, and guess what? They said the United States government has the right to revoke this person's permanent status if they are acting up, right? For lack of better words. They feel that they need to go. They're able to do that. Go ahead.
Administration wants to take upon itself to the derogation of the ability
hold
of
on,
the court.
Mr. Attorney General. Now you're just being duplicitous, right? The administration wants to take on itself. Let me remind everybody that this guy was the Attorney General of the United States. He was not the corporation counsel for the town that we live in. He was the Attorney General for the United States of America. He knows full well that there is one person that is the entirety of the executive branch, and that is the sitting president. Why? Because he worked for a sitting president, Barack Hussein Obama. And he knew exactly how much authority the president had because he was the president for America. And now he's going to say that the administration has taken it upon themselves. If the administration can't take things upon themselves, who can? Go ahead.
And certainly of the legislative branch, the ability to decide everything. This is how you get authoritarianism. This is remarkably similar to kind of what happened in Europe in the 30s. It's consistent with what we saw happen in Hungary and in Turkey in later days over the course of the last 10, 15, 20 years. And that's not a path that this country wants to go down. And I want people to understand this. If you don't stand up and fight now, if you don't take a position now, it's going to be too late. We can't say we...
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Goldenleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldenleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldenleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
It's April, and you know what that means.
hot cars, and cool April nights is back. This year's going to be bigger than ever, so mark your calendars for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shines, a drive-in movie, and don't forget about the cruise on Friday, April 25th, followed by the biggest show and shine of them all on Saturday, April 26th. Get your wristbands at any local Napa Auto Parts store. And remember, Cool April Nights returns April 18th through the 27th. So update those calendars now. And also get a full schedule of events at CoolAprilNights.com.
All across the country every night. You could listen to music with it from your Bluetooth speaker, from your smartphone, or from your smart speaker. How do you get one? Let me tell you. Write this down. You're going to call C-Crane's U.S.-based customer service. They're out of California. 1-800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863. Or visit the website, ccrane.com/rich. I'll spell it out for you. That's C, then another C, RANE.com/RICH. ccrane.com/rich. Use promo code RICH, RICH. When you check out, you're going to get 10% off any order that's over $75. So be smart. If you're getting a promo code and you're saving all that money, why wouldn't you get more than one radio? Get one for everybody that you care about that might get stuck in a blackout, might get stuck in an emergent situation that needs to listen to the radio, needs to listen to an emergency update. Get the people you love one of these radios. Do it now.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. It makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Storms, fires, power grid failures, supply chain stretched thin. There's never been a better time to get prepared. And right now, My Patriot Supply is offering something they've never done before. For a limited time, when you order their 3-month emergency food supply, you'll receive the mega kit for the same price. That's over $360 worth of real beef, chicken, fruits, and vegetables, included absolutely free. And this kit isn't just about surviving. It's built to keep you strong, delivering 2,500 calories a day. That's 1,000 calories more per day than other emergency kits on the market. Whether it's a long-term outage, a short-term crisis, or just a little peace of mind, this food is ready when you need it. It stays fresh for up to 25 years and ships fast and discreetly from MyPatriotSupply.com. This is an unprecedented offer, and it won't come around twice. Take control of your family's future while you still can. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com now. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leader in emergency preparedness.
1 in 4 Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
Will new tariffs impact small businesses? Rising costs and economic uncertainty can hurt your bottom line. But with Swish Funding, your business can stay strong. We offer fast, flexible funding solutions from $10,000 to $2 million for working capital, cash flow, and more. And as little as 24 hours with no collateral needed. If your business earns at least $50,000 per month and has been around for over a year, you could qualify today. Go to SwishRadio.com and use code NEWS. SwishRadio.com, code NEWS.
Go
thanks for what you do. You have so many people. You ask the questions that if a viewer had a microphone, they would ask that question, and you seem to always ask it right at the right time. So God bless you, my friend.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, welcome back. It's Rich Valdez. And, you know, every now and again, I look at some of the news, I listen to some of this audio, and I get a little fired up, right? My brand is typically I don't get fired up, but sometimes I do. Today's one of those days. Maybe because I was expecting April 11th to kind of be like a nice day, and instead it's been freezing today. Freezing. Because anything lower than 50 is freezing, in my opinion. And it's definitely freezing out here today. Now, I can say to myself today I've got my boxers in a bunch. Because, you know, too many lefties got Eric Holder telling people we're becoming Nazi Germany. Come on, really? So you look at this stuff, and it gets anybody out of sorts, right? And when you get out of sorts, you should go for therapy. I highly recommend it. What I do, I get a long chaise lounge, a leather one. I kick my feet up, put my arms folded behind my neck. I get very comfortable. And I make sure I'm ready to communicate with Jill Robin Payne. Jill Robin Payne is a psychotherapist. She's been on this program many times. It's almost safe to say that she might be our resident psychotherapist, at least one of our favorites for sure. And Jill Robin Payne has a book series. They're called the Bempathy books. They're very good. The latest one, Simplify Communication by Looking at the Third Side of the Coin. We talked about those in the past, and we always end up talking about them again because they're such great, great, great resources. They're very short. They're not very long books, but they're very impactful. And I know because I have a copy of each and every one of them, and you should too. Jill Robin Payne, welcome.
Thanks, Rich. Every time I come on, my head gets bigger and bigger. I don't know if I'm going to fit out the door, and I don't know what my husband's going to say to me after I get off because you make me feel so good.
You know, I had to open up all the doorways in my house to be able just to walk around. So, listen, you know, during the break, I'm listening to some audio. The producer plays audio for me, the stuff that, you know, they're getting throughout the day.
Right.
And I figure out what we're going to do in the next segment. And I hear this story about Apple, you know, who's already committed to coming to the United States and manufacturing some stuff here. But they're also looking for ways to skirt the tariffs, like going to other countries, stockpiling certain things. And it's frustrating, right? What's frustrating about this for me is not about Apple trying to save money. Everybody's in the game of trying to save money. What frustrates me is how people watch the news and they get bent out of shape, right? I had lunch earlier today with someone who was like, help me understand. Give me the Reader's Digest on tariffs. And as much as I tried, you know, I get this 3-hour radio show to tell everybody what I think. So I'm not really good at doing, you know, quick sound bites. And I tried my best, and they are not a fan of Trump, but they were like, help me understand how this is actually helping. And all I could say was, look, if you didn't see, you know, how 75 nations are now looking to step up and say, hey, let's make a deal, then you're paying attention to the wrong things. So our discussion today, as I lay down on my leather chaise lounge so that you can shrink my head, as they say, I want your advice. Not, I don't care about tariffs as much, but what do we do for people that are feeling like me today, that are just bent out of shape at all the misinformation, disinformation, and spin that's out there in the media?
Right. Well, one, we're going to need to do some empathy, because when people get in survival mode and when people feel like they're blindsided, Rich, they get in the survival mode and they freak out. And
that's called fight, flight, or freeze, right?
It is. And so even Trump said the word yippee. I go, what is yippee? And he said, well, you know, he paused on the tariffs because people were getting a little afraid. So he was saying yippee. I thought that was sort of a funny word. People need to understand who Trump is, whether you like him or hate him. It's sort of either they like him or hate him. And Trump is, one, he is a billionaire. So whatever the market is doing, that's going to affect him. But that's beside the point. Uh-oh.
Well, you know what? I want to dig into the point with you, Joe Robin Payne. The music means that I have to take a pause and get up off of my chaise lounge here to do a commercial. But we're going to come right back with Jill Robin Payne, licensed psychotherapist, author of the Bempathy book series. And we're going to keep talking about talking me off the ledge because of all the tariff crazy. And the tariff crazy isn't even bothering me so much, but it is. Anyway, keep it locked right here. It's Rich Valdez coming right back with Jill Robin Payne.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Hey, it's Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, and it's time for our spring sale, April 12th through the 19th. That's right, it's your chance to save on all your spring projects, like the estate retaining wall block as low as $5.99 a block, or 2.5 gallon jugs of Ranger Pro for only $59. Our popular garden power soil will be on sale for $49.99 a yard. The rain's about over. Do you need to fill the potholes? Road base starts as low as $34 a yard. Or maybe you're building a patio. The Artisan Slate Premier 3-piece combo in a choice of 3 colors is marked down to $499.99. For a 122 square foot pallet. 50 pound bags of triple 15 fertilizer for only $29.99. Save big on all the many options of landscape fabric, garden tools, pond products, and so much more at Laux Landscape Supply, April 12th through the 19th. So plan your project now. Give us a call at 378-2220. Check us out on the web at LauxLandscape.com or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Stern Creek, and Airport Road. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat, enjoy lively Celtic and folk music, feast like royalty, and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, $11 to 17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Anderson, and Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Anderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
The best guests, the best opinions. This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, welcome back. We continue our conversation with Jill Robin Payne, one of my favorite psychotherapists. And I've got my feet up on my leather chaise lounge over here because I need some therapy today. Why? Not because the tariffs are giving me fatigue. I'm fatigued by what the people on the left are saying, making stuff up, making up stories. You got Eric Holder saying that this looks like 1930s Nazi Germany, when all we're trying to do is save some money and get manufacturing back into the United States. So, Joe Robin Payne, help me out here. We were talking about having some empathy, I guess, towards my critics and the dissenters on the left.
Right. And, you know, when I talk to people such as who you're talking to, I bring it down a level and I make it more personable. And I talk to them about if they had a friend that was always shortchanging them or taking advantage of them, what would they do with this friend? Would they keep that friend? Would they get a new friend? Would they tell the friend, hey, listen, there's some stipulations? And so that's pretty much what Trump is doing. And what he does is, and he does this all the time, he breaks expectations and he catches people off guard, which is the best way to psychologically get people's attention and get them to look at new ideas, different perspectives, which is what he wants to do. It's called disruption or interruption. And so that's what he does. And if you ever watch the show The Apprentice, he believes that the way that people do good business is competition. So he wants to give everybody opportunities. That way people are more accountable. And so that's what's going on. He wants to make people more accountable. And if I have one more thing, if I do group therapy and I'm at the hospital doing group therapy and someone's acting out, Rich, I'm not going to go, hey, Johnny, stop acting out. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to talk to the whole group and I'm going to say, hey, you know, we need to talk about respect. Well, Trump is giving tariffs to most everybody so that China doesn't stand out, even though in my mind, he's getting ready to fire China. He fired people.
China, you're fired.
Yes, and he can't do that, Rich, so he's doing it in a nice way by making the tariff very high and knowing who he's working with. He knows how China is, and they're just going to one-up him. So these are things that are going on, and Apple's smart. They're going to India. The next place people are going to be going to is Mexico, and I'm hoping that they're going to be coming back to America also. So what he is doing is he's doing a strategy, and then he pulled back, which gave people time to think. He's giving people time to think because when you push something on somebody, it's hard for them to think. So he pulled back. It's a strategy. He did it on purpose.
Do you think Trump has been reading the Vempathy book series?
You know, I was going to say that he wants a win-win, and that is Vempathy. Yeah, empathize first. Then you banter, and you always have a win-win mindset, right?
Yeah. I love it. Folks, we're on with Jill Robin Payne, and she's not saying it, but I am. President Trump may or may not be reading her Bempathy book series on negotiating with his tariff strategy here. And I've got to tell you, I think it's effective. Something you said was really accurate here, though, that you got to understand the person a little bit and understand that this is a negotiation. That's how negotiations work. Whether you're buying a car or anything else, people, you know, you go to the car guy and he's like, yeah, let me see what I can do. Let me go to my manager. And the manager comes and goes, nope, can't do it. But here's what we can do, right? There's always the good cop and the bad cop. And here, Trump has to play both parts. So, you know, he's got to, you know, come out swinging in the hammer a little bit and then he's got to come back and say, all right, take it easy. Let's talk. Let's make a deal. And then come back and, you know, swing the baseball bat and then come back. All right, let's make a deal. And, you know, it's a challenging thing, but, you know, who does it better than him? I think he's got a lot of experience in doing it, and it makes a lot of sense. Now, back to me, because I'm still on my couch, and I understand Trump, and I'm not mad at him, but I am mad at a lot of people that are just seemingly believing everything that they're told, and I understand it's part of my mission in life, right, to try and get on these airwaves and inform and entertain a little bit and help people to understand things, at least from my perspective. You know, it doesn't have to be yours, but at least consider a different perspective. What is your recommendation on people in your inner circle, people that, your outer circle, whatever circle, just people that you are dealing with in life that, you know, want to engage on certain things and you don't want to lose your stuff with them? What do you say?
Well, you know what? I listen to these people. I'm a psychotherapist, so I listen to people, and the more they talk, I shake my head. This isn't my clients, but when I'm talking to, I shake my head, so it's going up and down, not like a bobblehead, and that gets that person to perceive that I'm agreeing with them.
Active
and I let
listening.
Them go. Active listening, yes. and you're going, mm-hmm, and you're shaking your head, and then listen to them and see if you can find some fault in it. See if you can find some commonality on the side that you want to talk to, and that's what you start with. So you need to give me an example. I'm sure you can do it just when you listen. A lot of times when we listen, Rich, we're thinking, what am I going to say next? You know, I'm talking to you and I'm thinking, what am I going to say next to Rich? Instead of doing that, you listen to everything they're saying. You might even want to repeat what they have said as you're shaking your head.
You know, this is actually the strategy that I use in some part that I learned from the Vempathy series. When I am dealing with callers that disagree with me, I let them go on and on and on, and I do actively listen to what they're saying. And if I need to pause to interject with a question or clarification, I do. But I try my best to do that because, you know, you want to understand where people are coming from, and you can't really presume, you know, that you know what people are talking about. But sometimes it takes so long to make the point. The segment is over, and we're all left like, what was that all about? You know, so sometimes you can't win them all. Now, Jill Robin Bing. Go ahead.
Yeah.
No, you wanted to follow up. Go right ahead.
Well, I was going to say if you even interject with something humorous, that gets them to get more on the other side of humor, and it will deter them. And then you can maybe interject what you want to say. And folks, you do that so well.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it. I just want to remind everybody that we're on with Jill Robin Payne. She's a licensed psychotherapist. And Jill Robin Payne, I want you to fill us all in on what's the trending current topic in mental health that you've been following. What's hot on your docket?
Okay. Well, I've noticed a lot of the kids that I'm getting that are age 16 or 17 are having a flatter affect, which is affecting their mood, and they're very blah. Mm-hmm. And and it's very hard for them to get out of their room. So I'm thinking that it's something that we're creating something called seasonal affective disorder. They're not getting any light. And I've even suggested the light box for that. So that's what I've noticed a lot that's happening.
What is the light box? Is that like a fake window?
it's a light. It's a special light that's made for people that have seasonal affective disorder. Oh. And it's no longer called that. It's a depressive disorder. And they get that. They can get it on Amazon. I tell them to please talk to the doctor before they use it, because you don't want to look directly in it. And it's for people that don't get out in the light and don't have enough vitamin D. And it really affects your mood and causes you to feel blah and depressed. So, so that's what I have noticed right now. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Jill Robin Payne, stick with me. I'm going to get one of your reactions to some news that there's been an uptick in children that have autism. And I find this interesting. And it's not necessarily a psychotherapist issue, but I think I'd like the perspective of a psychotherapist. So stick with me. Okay. Folks, we're coming right back with Jill Robin Payne.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave lifts your confidence. Your whiskers may fall, but today you can ascend to greatness. So lather up and dream big. Just don't forget to pick up that gallon of milk on your way home. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. 800-231-3322. 800-231-3322.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
We're definitely going to be late to the concert. I feel like we should be there by now.
I'm just taking a little detour.
I gotta fill up my gas tank, and I know this place a couple towns over where the gas is cheaper.
Are you serious? We're gonna be late for the concert because you're driving out of the way for cheaper gas? Just use Upside.
What's Upside?
Upside is the free cash back app that gets you real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, I can get cash back just for buying the gas I need anyway?
Yes, I use it all the time, and I've made around $200. Now pull over so you can download the Upside app before we miss the concert.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SMALL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or as a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SMALL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SMALL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus. That's code SMALL.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave lifts your confidence. Your whiskers may fall, but today you can ascend to greatness. So lather up and dream big. Just don't forget to pick up that gallon of milk on your way home. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132.
You need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Interesting, if not alarming. Check this out.
The autism rates have gone from our most recent numbers, we think, are going to be about 1 in 31. 1 in 12, so they're going up again. From 1 in 10,000 when I was a kid. And we are going, at your direction, we are going to know by September. We've launched a massive testing and research effort that's going to involve hundreds of scientists from around the world. By September, we will know what has caused the autism epidemic, and we'll be able to eliminate those exposures.
So big. Think of that. So there was 1 in 10,000 children had autism, and now it's 1 in 31. Not 31,000, 31. That's a horrible statistic, isn't it? And there's got to be something artificial out there that's doing this. So you think you're going to have a pretty good idea, huh?
We will know by September.
So that's what's going on over at the White House with Bobby Kennedy, the HHS secretary, and El Trompito, Donaldus Magnus, the 45th and 47th president of these United States. And I want to get your take on this. Not so much, you know, why do you think it's happening and whatnot, Jill Robin Payne, but more so, how do you counsel people that have people in their families that may have autism, or even these undiagnosed cases. You know, there's a lot of things that we learn as we move forward that, you know, this was once called that, now it's called this. Now we're realizing, I read an article the other day that said that there is a correlation, although it's not enough to prove anything, between what level of spectrum disorder and ADHD. That's not just hyperactivity and whatnot, and just interesting stuff that I think needs to be explored. So, what are your thoughts, and how do you handle this when you have clients come to you saying, you know, so-and-so in my family is autistic and it's challenging, what do I do?
Well, first of all, you want to educate them on how to handle children that have autism and where they can get special help. For one thing, I'm certified in NAGALA, and one of the big things that is wonderful for autistic children is equine therapy. Highly recommend it.
Huh.
But that's off topic.
Horseback
yes.
riding.
Well, it's
or like petting them.
Different. No, it's not petting them. It's being with the horses, and it's a very good experience. And there's different types of equine therapy. They would find out the one that's best for them, and that really does help autistic children. Also, doing things with the family, because one of the things with autism is they have trouble reading facial cues, and it depends on what degree and what level they are autistic. But first, I would have a family meeting, talk with them, find out what's happening in the family, how is this affecting them, and then talk about ways to help the child so that they can be mainstreamed into society. So that's what I would do. I do want to say something, though, on the electronics that we're having, the digital devices, and the screen time that we are having with the kids. Also, what happened with COVID, people are finding that these children are having a lot of trouble reading facial cues, and these are, quote, children that have no disorder. So they're finding out that they're having a lot of mental health issues, but it's from a lot of environmental factors. And so this is something that they're finding out now. And we need to work on that. I think we need more therapists. I think we need more people in the schools that can help children with these issues. So it's on the rise for a lot of reasons.
Yeah. You just said that there are a bunch of kids that are displaying, presenting symptoms similar to autism, but they don't have autism. They don't have any type of disorder. What they have is too much screen time, which is messing them up.
Yes, and there's something called emotional isolation, Rich, that I've had a couple of clients with, and basically they can't express themselves. They just sit there and they're very sad and they don't talk. They just sit there.
Wow.
It's yeah. So we need to do more physical things with the children. More, I say recreation. That was my BS, recreational therapy. They need to get out there and do some recreation, and we need to have a balance. I do believe we are creating mental illness.
Go ride a horse. That's the answer. Go ride a horse. And pet it while you're there.
It's great.
Joe Robin Payne, you are terrific. Look at that. We're both laughing now. That means I can get off the couch.
Yeah.
See, you fixed my issues. Folks, Jill Robin Payne is fantastic. I highly recommend her. Go into your calls momentarily. But, Jill, give everybody the website if they want to get a copy of the book or learn more about what you're doing. Where do they go?
Okay. So it's JillRobinPayne.com is my website. I'm at Jill Robin Payne on all the platforms, and Amazon are my books, and even on the audios is Meeting People, It's Not a Game.
Jill Robin Payne, you are a rock star. God bless you, and have a great weekend. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you, Rich. Bye.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Amigos, we're coming right back. Your calls and more. Georgia, Ohio, Alabama, Idaho. Keep it locked.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
I Zurzuvae is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay
or Avacincaptad Pegyl is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Paid for by Estella's Pharma.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. 800-231-3322. 800-231-3322.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
Oh, that's awful, huh?
My brother got life insurance from Ethos and it only took 10 minutes. And he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit ethos.com/news. That's ethos.com/news.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Best head of hair in live late night radio 6 years in a row. It's Rich Valdez.
All right, to the phones we go. Open phones across America. I want to start with Peggy in Akron, Ohio, WNIR. Peggy, go right ahead. This is the speed round.
I just wanted to thank you. I owe you a huge debt of gratitude. I am a registered Democrat. Most of the talk shows on the radio are Republican in nature. And I am being very tired of being called an idiot. I am not an idiot. I went to college. But although I guess you could still be an idiot and go to college. But I really appreciate you not calling people names, no matter who they are.
Well, Peggy, that's really kind of you. I promise I won't call you a name. I can't promise to not do that for AOC and Nancy Pelosi and a couple others out there because they really earned some of their names. But I do believe it's important for every you know, Tom, Dick, and Harry out there, right, for John Q. Public, for Jane Q. Public, it's important for us to see the rest of the Americans, our amigos, as just that, as friends, as, you know, people that are fellow Americans. And we can't ever really work towards anything that's long-term if we're villainizing every human being on the other side. I can happily villainize their policies and say that this is not good for our country, but the minute you start to take everybody down, then you're throwing the baby out with the bathwater, and I think that's never a good thing for me, right? But it does make for some good radio at times, and there's times I've been guilty of it. So, Peggy, I thank you for the compliment. I don't know if I deserve it, but I will accept it and appreciate it as well. God bless you, Peggy. Thank you. Shout out to WNIR. And there's the music. If you're able to hang out, hang out. We will continue with your calls in 6 or 7 short minutes. Idaho, Georgia, Alabama, and a couple more that are flashing there. I am Rich Valdez, and for some of you, it's the end of the road. For others, you'll be joining us for another hour of interesting talk radio with me, Rich Valdez. So keep it locked right here, and hasta la próxima. Take care. Good night. God bless you, America. I'm Rich Valdez.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition-free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Are you all ready for a good time for a great cause? Well, join Chicks and Chaps at Woody's on Monday, April 14th from 5 to 9 p.m. for the Chicks and Chaps Brewhouse Takeover. We're serving up a limited edition of Chicks and Chaps American Light Lager. And don't miss your shot at winning 4 rodeo tickets in our big drawing. Must be present to win. Come raise a glass and help our effort to help local breast cancer patients, because every sip makes a difference. See you at Woody's Monday, April 14th.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump says preventing Iran from developing a nuclear weapon is the goal of Saturday's diplomatic talks with Iranian officials. White House correspondent Greg Clugston, who is traveling with the president, has details.
When it comes to Iran, the president says the goal is simple.
I want Iran to be a wonderful, great, happy country, but they can't have a nuclear weapon.
The president says he prefers a diplomatic solution, even as he warns that Iran will face great danger if talks don't go well. Greg Clugston, traveling with the president in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Even as China doubles down on its public posture against President Trump's tariffs on Chinese goods, Asian expert Gordon Chang says China will ultimately lose the battle. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, Chang says America holds all the cards in this standoff.
Yeah, the only thing that China really can do at this point is to intimidate President Trump, to force him to back down. I don't think that our president is going to surrender, though, because he does know that the U.S. market can't be replaced. It is the world's largest. I think President Trump is going to win this, but it is going to be a close contest because the Chinese, as they say, they lose their economy if they lose this tariff war.
Gordon Chang adds that the president will never likely be intimidated by China. His full This Week on Capitol Hill interview will be broadcast starting at 10 a.m. Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Also at townhall.com, stocks jumped in another manic day on Wall Street. The S&P 500 rose 1.8% Friday after veering between gains and losses to close a historic week. The Dow went from an early loss of nearly 340 points to a gain of 810 points before closing with a gain of 619. The Nasdaq composite rose 2.1%. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.
If you heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it, if you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their 3-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily, it helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Are you
having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
A former Trump campaign advisor says Democrats will lose the 2026 midterms because they insist on taking the wrong side of the so-called 80-20 issues. Bob Agnew has more.
Tim Murtaugh says he's held to a political saying for years.
May you always be blessed by having terrible politicians as opponents.
And he says despite their loss in 2024, the Democrat talking points are never hard to predict.
If Donald Trump is on one side of an issue, the Democrats reflexively pick the other side.
And Murtaugh says when it comes to the 80-20 issues, the Democrats have what he calls an
amazing knack for picking the 20. Every single time.
Murtaugh spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
Police and fire department divers are still searching for the main and rear rotors of a sightseeing helicopter that broke apart in midair and crashed into the Hudson River between New York City and New Jersey, killing six. Jennifer Homedy, chair of NTSB, says that it's important that the pieces are still missing be found. Correspondent John Scott has an update on an oil spill.
Workers have recovered thousands of gallons of crude oil from an underground pipeline spill on North Dakota farmland. However, the owner of the line says it remains unclear when oil will again start flowing to refineries. South Bow is still investigating the cause of the spill along its pipeline near Fort Ransom, North Dakota, about 60 miles southwest of Fargo. The spill released an estimated 3,500 barrels onto farmland. John Scott reporting.
Officials say three people were killed, one injured when a small plane crashed Friday morning in South Florida near a major interstate highway and pushed a car onto railroad tracks. Boca Raton fire rescue officials say the plane crash that killed all three on board emitted a fireball when it hit the ground, injuring a person in a nearby car. Several roads near the Boca Raton airport remain closed near I-95. You'll find more on these stories, plus breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
From the city that never sleeps. 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City. It's America at Night with Rich Valdez. America's favorite late night talk program featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
We'll be right back.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Welcome to the Friday night edition of the program, and we're live and national. So if you want to join us, feel free. We're having our late night national town hall conversation. Here's the number, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And as the tariffs stuff goes on, and everybody's talking, blah, 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 tons of progress is being made. Tons of progress, right? We have some progress being made by the president with respect to tariffs. We have progress being made with the border, which seems to have, nobody talks about the border anymore because it's doing so well. But I wanted to play a clip for you. And it's a really good clip. It's from someone we've had on the program before, Batya Unger Sargun. She is she was with Newsweek. I don't know if she's still there, but she's a fantastic commentator. I really enjoy my conversations with her, and maybe we'll invite her back on. But she had this to say on CNN, and it's a doozy. Listen to this.
What Trump basically wants is for our allies to consume a lot more of our products and for China to produce a lot less of what we consume. And so I think what he's going for is a kind of soft global embargo on China. And the way that he went about doing that is he basically picked up a baseball bat and said to the entire global elites, that's a really nice stock market you've got. It would be a shame if anything happened to it.
I think that's excellent. I think that's an excellent analogy. Right? That's a really nice stock market you've got. There'd be a shame if something happened. And he showed them, look what happens when we put all these tariffs. Look how they freak out. This is exactly how Trump has been able to work with the media that was against him, right? Everybody was against him, but he gets them to work with him because he understands how it works. And this is why I say he's a force to be reckoned with. He figures out how things work, and that's how he's able to outsmart people. I don't mean to minimize his intelligence in any way. But I am saying it's a pretty simple formula. You want to figure out how this works, figure out how it works, right? The media will attack you and attack you and attack you, but they can only attack you until they realize that you're what they need to survive. You are the air they breathe. You're the story. The minute you're the story, and what has he done since day one? Keep giving them stuff to talk about. Just keep giving them stuff. He knows they can't resist. I think we're going to take Greenland. Oh, my God, he said Greenland. Yeah, I think we're going to rename the Panama Canal. How about this one? It shall be known as the Gulf of America. It's guaranteed. 3, 2, 1. Heads explode. He knows exactly how the media works. And now he knows exactly how these foreign dignitaries work, these heads of state. He knows they want a piece of the American pie. Listen to this.
The reason that I think that that was effective is, I mean, Lutnick is saying that they could never have gotten such good deals if that pressure that you're actually describing wasn't there. But I think that that was more designed for a domestic audience. And the reason that I think that is this. I've been thinking a lot about the 10 million Americans who lost their homes in the 2008 financial crisis and how President Obama's first act in office was to give $700 billion to the banks that caused it, including $30 billion in bonuses to the crooks who organized it. And I'm thinking about how those very Americans saw a president pick Wall Street over Main Street, and what they saw this whole week was a president willing to go out there and fight for the forgotten men and women of this heartland and take on the entire international global order of America.
President Trump taking on Wall Street to protect Main Street. You gotta love that. You gotta love that. Stepping up for who? We the people. This is why people love him. Because he does the right thing. Now, I want to get into a lot of things tonight. We're going to talk about some immigration in a little while. We're going to talk about, of course, whatever you guys want to talk about. Open phones across America. We're also going to talk about April being Sexual Assault Awareness Month and National Child Abuse Prevention Month. And I remember I used to work for the State Department of Children and Families. We used to wear blue ribbons all April long in honor of that. So I'm looking forward to that discussion. And so much that I want to cover. Tom Homan's out there swinging, doing a doing an amazing job. So keep it locked here, folks. We're going to continue with your thoughts, your calls, reactions. I've had a few people on hold that I want to get to before we lose them. Let me see. Steve in Atlanta, I know you've been on hold. You wanted to say something about Apple and Vietnam. Go right ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. You are common sense, and I would love for you to run for governor somewhere.
I have no place in politics, but thank you.
You should think about that. I would give you the first $333 donation. Anyway, so the thing that Trump wanted to accomplish from the very first moment, because he's six chess moves above or ahead of us, right? Or
yeah.
Normal thinkers. Okay, what he wanted, he wanted China out of it. He wanted to remove China. So the point I made to the your producer Alex is a wonderful man. Is that what would be so wrong if Apple moved to, and so they did to some other country. You mentioned them. What would be so wrong if they moved their manufacturing to Vietnam? Vietnam now is the very first one that said 00. So 00 tariffs mean that we can move our manufacturing there and move them back over here, zero tariff. So what would be the point in that? Well, it would be that we have cheap manufacturing in Cambodia, Laos, Vietnam, India. There's so many places to go to that aren't adversarial. And that's what he wanted to do, and that's what's playing out, and everyone else is, I guess, trying to figure that out.
I think you're right, Steve. And just something I want to add to that is part of, you know, where I would caution with Vietnam is they don't want to be under the thumb of China, but they are, right? The reason they have manufacturing there is because China has invested into building factories there so that people can use the Made in Vietnam label, even though these are Chinese factories. And that's been going on for a while. They do it in Mexico. They also have done it elsewhere. So I realize that that's a thing, but at the same time, I also realize that they would prefer to have more money in their pocket and a better relationship with the U.S. I would suspect, even though they're communists, right? The Vietnamese are communists, last I checked. But, and the Vietnamese that are not communists are all here in America, and they're Americans today. If you ever met a Vietnamese person in America, they are hardcore lovers of this country. Never met one that was not a Republican. And never met one that didn't love Trump. But all that aside, yeah, I get what you're saying. We're trying to create a new system here where we use AI, where we use robotics, where we use manufacturing and other people's money to make things in the United States. We don't have to have 10% of our economy going towards manufacturing. Maybe we can have 40. And some people think that that is way too difficult to achieve. It's not going to happen overnight. I don't understand why anyone would think it would happen overnight. I think the answer here is it's been eroding for 30 years, and if we start today, we can get a leg up on it.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Miss the concert.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SMALL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or as a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SMALL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SMALL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus. That's code SMALL.
I want to listen to you, Rich, all the time.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Today, Senator Shaheen of New Hampshire and I are introducing a resolution. That resolution recognizes April as Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month. Far too many Americans have suffered as a result of this terrible crime. Sexual violence doesn't discriminate. Statistics show that 2 in 5 women and 1 in 4 men will experience sexual assault sometime throughout their life. And yet, those numbers can't capture the pain, the fear, and the lifelong impact that survivors endure. We must ensure that these brave survivors know that they're not alone. That means expanding resources for survivors, holding criminals accountable, and fostering a culture where no one suffers in silence or shame.
That is Senator Chuck Grassley making the announcement that April is Child Abuse Prevention and Awareness Month. And I want to talk about a book that's co-authored by Jack Watts and his co-author, Tom Davis Jr. And Jack Watts is with us to talk about the book because it's an interesting story. It's called An American Hero, One Man's Legacy of Fatherhood and Faith. And the story, despite the title, has a lot to do with the aforementioned Abuse and Awareness Month that Senator Grassley just talked about. Jack Watts, welcome.
Well, thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Thank you. Now, I'd love for you to tell us a little bit about this story. In particular, I know your co-author and his family kind of went through this. Tell us a little bit about the story you guys write about.
Well, This is the story of one of the greatest generation guys. He was born on Hanging Dog Mountain, North Carolina. Very poor growing up. He and his three brothers were dropped off at an orphanage by the dad when they were 7, 6, and 3. And the hero of this story was 6 years old, and he never saw his father again. His mom had died of a brain tumor, so the dad just couldn't handle it and put him in an orphanage. Grew up in an orphanage and was really good at football, so he got a scholarship to be the quarterback at Duke University. All he needed to do was finish high school. The orphanage threw him out his senior year, so he couldn't do it. Ended up shining shoes, said, you know, well, you know, I'm better off lying about my age and going into the Army. He did, right at the beginning of World War II. Came out and was in Patton's Third Army, marched across France, and went in as a buck private, came out as a second lieutenant. And so, you know, truly one of the heroes. Married a woman who was real pretty in Cartersville, Georgia, and they began a family. The woman had a lot of issues. And when she finally, she had never told anybody, she came out and said that she had been sexually abused as a child because she was very pretty. And her husband, the hero of the story, said he would never tell anybody about it and didn't for the remainder of his life. In that era of the 50s and 60s, because of the shame surrounding this, people kept it completely hidden. So when we decided to write the story, we made the determination that to not just talk about the heroics, but to give the full picture, and it involved her molestation, which she had three daughters, and one of them was molested. And then the grandchildren were, we had three generations of young girls who were sexually violated here in Georgia. And nothing ever happened to any of them until the very last, where a man actually did go to prison for what he had done, because instead of just remaining silent about it, they were willing to bring it out into the open. And our, the whole point that we made about putting this in the book is that if this was just sex, then people would get over it. But they don't, because this is a violation of a person's soul.
Right.
And that once they're hurt, once they're shamed, once their innocence has been robbed from them, it can never be replaced, and that it's something that damages them for the rest of their lives. And we wanted to bring it out into the open and just say, okay, we've got this heroic story of a great war hero, but at the same time, there's all of this damage that followed too, so that in heroism, there's also having to deal with things that are very disturbing.
Really is. It really is disturbing. And Jack, let everybody know how they get a copy of the book, An American Hero, One Man's Legacy of Fatherhood and Faith.
It's in Barnes & Noble. It's on Amazon. It's distributed by Simon & Schuster, published by Forefront Books. It's all over the place. And we also have an Audible book for it, too, which is done by Jamie Rennell, who's a rather famous radio voice. Not radio voice, Audible book voice.
Narrator, sure. Well, thank you, Jack. I appreciate it. Good luck with the book. Godspeed to you guys, and thanks for sharing that story, because I think it's one of those things that we take for granted, right? And a lot of this came to my attention when I worked for the state and I worked in the Division of Prevention, which was in the Department of Children and Families. But moreover, it really came to light doing a show here. I did a show once where I saw something in People magazine during the day. And this woman, she said, there is a silent epidemic going on in our country of sibling sexual assault. And I thought to myself, my goodness, epidemic? That's strong language. I'd never heard of such a thing. And it turned out it really was just that. And it was a harrowing story. It really was. And as we progressed through the evening, and for those of you that are tuned in right now, remember how that interview went, the rest of our open phones across America was just one person after the next calling in to say, yeah, me too. I was also abused by a sibling. And one of the facts that she gave us was that the children of victims of sexual abuse are much more likely to be sexually abused themselves. And we just heard from Jack Watts. That's exactly how it went in this story as well. So Jack Watts, again, thanks for being here. I appreciate it. You're a gentleman, a scholar, and a patriot. And amigos, we continue straight ahead with the rest of your calls and more. Open Phones Across America with me, Rich Valdez. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
It's April, and you know what that means. Hot Cars and Cool April Nights is back. This year is going to be bigger than ever, so mark your calendars for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shines, a drive-in movie, and don't forget about the cruise on Friday, April 25th, followed by the biggest show and shine of them all on Saturday, April 26th. 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, amazing unique vendors, and tons of chances for you to win with a poker walk and raffle city throughout the day. Get your wristbands at any local Napa Auto Parts store. And remember, Cool April Nights returns April 18th through the 27th. So update those calendars now and also get a full schedule of events at CoolAprilNights.com. Okay, to recap, Cool April Nights starts on Friday, the 18th. Goes for the next 10 days through April 27th, with the big cruise happening on Friday the 25th and the biggest show and shine of them all on April 26th. We'll see you cruising this April.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Please consult your financial and tax professional.
833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
All right, amigos, welcome back. Rich Valdez keeping you company for the next, I don't know, it looks like a half hour now. We're down to the wire. Anyway, I want to get your thoughts on a couple of things. There's an article here in Fox News from just a couple hours ago, like when we started the show. Menendez Brothers prosecutor asks court to withdraw request for reduced sentences. Now, they've been fighting this, right? So the Menendez Brothers are claiming that they don't want, you know, they want to get out of jail because they killed the their dad or whatever it was because of the abuse that they were being undergoing, right? And the you still have the government continuing to say we're not doing that, you know, we're not on board. Lyle and Eric need to stay in jail. And this is interesting, right? Because I find that people younger than me 100% believe that these kids were sexually abused and otherwise by their parents, and they should be set free. And everyone older than me is like, these guys are monsters, they killed their parents. Who does that? Throw them up and lock away the key. And it's I find the whole thing very interesting. So let's see some of the resentencing points here. The former DA of Los Angeles, George Gascon, filed a motion to resentence the brothers days before losing his reelection. The current DA, Nathan Hochman, spent weeks reviewing the case and said he's found they showed no remorse and do not deserve freedom. A judge is going to rule on whether Hochman can withdraw Gascon's motion or not. And as it stands, the resentencing hero is scheduled for next week. So this is the latest with what's going on there. I want to get your thoughts and calls on this as we've been talking about child abuse and neglect and whatnot. And before I get to your calls, I wanted to finish a thought, but the music started, which was that show. I don't know if you guys remember that. Maybe one day we can use some of it as a best of. It was floored me. Might have been during, you know, while I was filling in for Jimbo before we rebranded the show. But it really was a remarkable show, first for me in my radio career. Where, you know, I thought we were going to talk about family secrets. And I meant it like in, like, did you know Uncle So-and-so has a toupee, you know, or any type of funny thing. But I guess we had that segment the day before or the segment before on that sibling sexual assault stuff. And I guess people wanted to talk about that. And some courageous soul called in and confided in us on the radio since it was relatively anonymous. I don't know this person. They didn't know me. And they just, or they might have heard of me, but, you know, they don't know me. And they said, you know, my family secret is that I was abused by my sibling for whatever. And then somebody else called, I was abused by my parent. And I felt like, it felt like an hour of straight calls of people calling in saying they were sexually abused by family members. And I was floored. And I was like, wow. So this lady tells People magazine, and then tells me on the radio, that sibling sexual assault is an epidemic, a silent epidemic. And I was critical of that. I shouldn't say critical. I was incredulous of it because I was like, no way. There's no way that that's an epidemic. I'm sure it's happened, but it can't be that often. And she said it happens more often than you think. And then you, we the people, decided to call in and confirm everything she said. That she, in fact, you know, was accurate in her assessment of how many people are facing this. And it blew me away. And honestly, I was, I didn't know what to do. It was way too serious of a topic. I intended it for it to be funny. It wasn't funny at all. And I was like honored at the same time that people confided in me and in this program to share this dark truth. And one guy was in tears and saying, I've never ever said these words before. It was just really something. And, you know, even if it's just mentioning it every April, and even if we don't ever get to play it again for you, but I think you should hear it, it's worthy of having a conversation around this stuff because, man, you know, who knew, right? Who knew? Just like these Menendez brothers, Who knew? Anyway, let's go to Paul. Paul's in Boise, Idaho. KBOI in the building. Boise, Idaho, go right ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, Rich.
Yes, sir.
That term abuse excuse came from that trial. The lady's name, the attorney, she was very good, and she gave a quite the performance trying to get them off with their knowledge of their father giving them different kinds of abuse, not just sexual abuse, but all kinds of harm type abuse as well, punching, kicking, whatever. And, you know, those kids were privileged. So when it came time to get a good lawyer, they got a good lawyer because their parents were dead and they had the money to be able to afford one. And so they did manage
to... Couldn't have been that good. They've been in jail since then.
Right. It was a life sentence. And they're getting off the hook, I believe. I feel as though they need to serve the life sentence. They show no remorse. It's all about me. It always has been with those two brothers. They had a life of privilege that you and I would never have known or never will know. And I feel as though, you know, you get, is there truth in sentencing? You know, we have a little problem with the death penalty here in Idaho. They keep on letting somebody outlive the people that put them behind bars. The ones that, it's just...
Oh, the people on death row are serving life, and yeah, I get, it's kind of defeating the purpose. I get it. Well, I don't know how this goes, Paul. I don't have a crystal ball. And honestly, I've never had a strong opinion on the Menendez case because it was so prolific at the time. It was everywhere, right? It was just like, wow, everybody's writing about this so much and talking about it and covering it on TV that I was just like tuned out. It was like white noise. I was like, no, I can't do it. Can't get into it. But as of late, as they've started their appeal process and whatnot, I've talked to a number of people and I'm still not sold on either story. I don't know if this was, they were abused and they retaliated because they were abused. I don't know if they were just psychos because they were so spoiled rotten that they were just that, spoiled rotten, and, you know, decided to kill their parents. I've seen spoiled kids before, and they tend to mouth off at their parents. They'll hit their parents. You know, sometimes the more spoiled the kid, the worse they'll do to the parent. And this may be a case of that as well. So, honestly, good thing I wasn't on their jury. It would have been a hung jury. I don't know how I would have decided on this one. But, Paul, thanks for your thoughts. I appreciate it. And I want to know, what do you guys think? Whether it's politics, whether it's the Menendez brothers sexual assault case, or anything else that we're talking about, tariffs and whatnot, give me a call. We're going to your calls in Vermont, South Carolina, Alabama. You're up next, by the way. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Hey, get in.
What? Who are you?
I'm future you.
Constipation with belly pain still coming back?
Yeah.
Mia, our doctor figured it out. She said it's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, and Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Are you a small business owner who needs immediate cash flow? At Swish Funding, we have flexible funding options from $25,000 to $2 million. For the best rates and terms for your business, just one application to Swish Funding gives you access to our entire network of funders, with cash in your account in as little as 24 hours. To qualify, you must be in business for at least 1 year with monthly revenue of $50,000. Apply at SwishRadio.com and use code NEWS. SwishRadio.com, code NEWS.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
For free information, call 800-841-0908, 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now, 800-841-0908. That's 800-841-0908.
Valdez. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
All right, amigos, welcome back. We just tried to go to JW and Dothan.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares. KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Because I think they absolutely deserve it. They got away scot-free for what they've done to me.
Wow.
And I don't think I would be remorseful.
I don't think many people would blame you. And you know, I'm glad you're adding some light and context, not to their story, but really to yours. But it gives, you know, a little bit of context for all of these things. And I think that's where I'm coming from, right, Sherry? I spent some time working in government in this area. And you hear about it. When I was a kid, you would see people missing kids on the back of a milk carton. And that was it. You'd see a movie once a year that came out on one of the TV networks. And it was kind of like a forgotten thing. You know, it was par for the course. People were like, people have to discipline their kids, blah, blah, blah. But we didn't really hear all these crazy stories of abuse. Like earlier, I read an article about a woman who's a foster mom. She's had 200 foster kids. And this most recent one, who's been beaten many times, she says that she may have been traded this child for a monkey, an exotic monkey. That's the type of crazy abuse that I think we don't hear about a lot. And it's hard to believe when you do hear about it. So when somebody like you, Sherry, has the courage to call in and say, hey, look, I went through this and I don't know that I would feel bad either. I can't judge you for that. I can't, right? Because, you know, I've never been in that position. And what betrayal is worse than that of a parent, right? Of a mom inflicting pain on their own child. Many of us don't know that. So, you know, kudos to you for having the courage to bring it up to our attention.
Thank you.
So what, do you think these guys did it though? The Menendez brothers?
Do I think they did it?
Yeah. I mean, do you think that they did it because they were trying to save themselves or they did it, you know, to get rich?
I don't think they did it to get rich. If that's really what happened, and a lot of kids, I don't think, and I know they say, oh, they're entitled and stuff. I came from a very poor family, but I have done well for myself in life.
Good for you.
Because I wanted to break that chain. But if most kids don't lie about the abuse that they undergo, once their abusers are gone and out of the picture, that's when they finally are brave enough to say, listen, this is what happened to me. I don't think they did it for the money. I think, you know, it could have possibly actually happened. And they served a very long time in jail. If it's really proven that it was done because of the sexual assault from their father, my God, let them out.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm with you on that. And this is why I've never been able to really weigh in on this because it was so inconclusive to me. I couldn't go one way or the other. But thank you again. I really appreciate you shedding some light on this. And thank you for being so kind and the kind words you said to me. I appreciate you listening, Sherry. Call back anytime.
So much. Absolutely. Thank you.
You're welcome. And let's see. We continue. I want to go to JW. Let's check JW again. Dothan, Alabama, WDBT. JW, go right ahead.
Hey, it's an honor, Rich. Look, I'm thank coming you. From the original L.A., Lower Alabama, down way down here in the Garden of Eden, brother.
Garden of Eden. Praise God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Love that. What's on your mind, J-Dub?
Look, man, I got to confess, I've got some Democrat people around me, and I know them. And
sorry
I've
to
tried
that.
To be peace with them. God, I have tried to have conversations with them. But they on a different plane, brother. I mean, they don't make sense. It's like they're in an alternate universe. I mean, I don't know what to do, man. Look here, I'm going crazy just trying to keep up with your show tonight. I've listened to a different show on my channel down here, I guess. I was listening to the lady psychiatrist a while ago when you had the guy talking on you about the book.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Well, thanks for tuning in. I appreciate it. We're here every night, brother. I hope you tune in.
Yeah, I'm kind of stuck out here in the middle. What would be your suggestion for me to try to make sense out of these Democrats, Rick?
Well, I'm going to give you two things. Number one, I'm going to tell you, we have a couple that call here, right? One of them is David out in San Francisco. Another one is Jerome in Charleston, South Carolina. And Jerome is a lot easier to talk to because he likes to make fun of everything. And that's fun. It's simple. It's not personal attacks. It's about the issues. But some of them, you know, like David in San Francisco calls here and he tries to constantly, you know, turn the interview around on me. He wants to interview me to try and get me into a corner and say, gotcha. You know, and he tries to make parallels between me and the last one that got me ticked off. He said something about Lord Haha, who was this Nazi propagandist. And ultimately, the whole thing, I think, for you, JW, is you just have to look at, you know, sometimes you got to look at people that you don't agree with as, you know, like little people. You know, like, not, I don't mean like dwarfism. I mean, like, how would you treat your two-year-old nephew? How would you treat, you know, your six-year-old niece? You know, with this level of kindness and gentleness and just go along with it. It's all right. Well, you know, there's always another side to the story. And you can't win every debate. And I think it was Jefferson. Might have been Jefferson or Madison. I forget. Who said, you know, never get into a battle of wits with an unarmed man. And that those are words to live by. That's the first piece of advice. The second piece is, I'm about to take a call from Jerome in Charleston, South Carolina when we come back. So keep it locked right here, JW. You'll hear how it goes. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story. Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, it does not require a prescription, and I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Paid for by Estella's Pharma.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
That's awful, huh?
My brother got life insurance from Ethos and it only took 10 minutes. And he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit ethos.com/news. That's ethos.com/news.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male, billed monthly. Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert, and I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. 800-231-3322. 800-231-3322.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
This is America. This is Night. This is Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, to the phones we go. We have someone that loves to disagree with me, Jerome in South Carolina, WTMA. Jerome, go for it.
Wop, baba, doo, bop, wop, bam, boom. Tootie, fruity, oh, Rudy. Tootie, fruity, oh, Rudy. Hey, by the way, hey,
yes.
That guy from Alabama, he was very funny, by the way. Hey, you know, you
not
are
as funny
amazing.
As you.
You are just so amazing how you do it. I don't know how. I mean, you vote for a guy who says, I could stand on a street corner and shoot someone, and I wouldn't lose any support. And by the way, has he paid E. Jean Carroll that settlement yet? Speaking of, could it be sexual? Not me to make light of sexual harassment, but has he paid her yet?
I hope he never pays her. She's a fake, phony, fraud, liar.
Oh, Mr. Wait a minute. 1 minute you're talking about sexual assault, and then it happens. Oh no! I hope she doesn't get a dime. See, this is where I get so confused talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you are amazing, man. I don't know how you do it.
Well, it has a lot to do with my hair. I'm like Samson. The power is in my hair, Jerome, because we're not going to give and listen, he may have to pay that. I don't know. I think he's going to keep it in court as long as he can. The judge comes up with this obscure thing that says, look, we determined that he did not sexually assault this woman, but he called her ugly. And because he called her ugly, we're going to call that harassment. And because of that, we want him to pay whatever it was, $2 million, $5 million, whatever it was. That's crazy. I tell a lot of people that they're ugly. I'm not giving nobody any money.
Hey, he had a chance to get on the witness stand and defend himself. And what did he do? He hid behind his lawyers like he always does, like the little
I would do the same thing. The last thing I'm going to do is take the stand in a case where they're making up stories about me. That's insanity. I wouldn't do that. Anyway, Jerome, thank you for your call, my brother. I appreciate it. And, Kevin in Indiana. I'll tell you what kind of Hispanic I am. I'm the kind that loves my Puerto Rican heritage. I love America. I can't stand spineless libs like you that are concerned about me more than you're concerned about this country, you pendejo, you. Anyway, take care, good night, and God bless you, America. I'm Rich Valdez.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition-free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump is open to bringing back a Maryland man who was mistakenly deported to El Salvador. White House correspondent Craig Clugston, who is traveling with the president, has details.
A federal judge told a government lawyer it was extremely troubling that he had no information about the whereabouts of Kilmar Abrego Garcia. A day earlier, the Supreme Court said the administration must facilitate the man's return to the U.S., and President Trump indicated to reporters on Air Force One he would do that if that's what the justices want.
If the Supreme Court said bring somebody back, I would do that. I respect the Supreme Court.
On Monday, the president will host El Salvador's president at the White House. Greg Clugston, traveling with the president in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Also at townhall.com, a measles outbreak seems to be growing.
Indiana has joined five other states with active measles outbreaks. The majority of cases are in Texas. 60 more were reported, and a third measles-related death in New Mexico was made public. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has redeployed a team to West Texas. Health experts fear the virus will take hold in other communities with low vaccination rates. I'm Ed Donahue.
According to the Texas Department of State Health Services, around 5% or less of the 30 confirmed cases are estimated to be actively infectious since their rash onset date was more than a week ago. President Trump is betting that Iran is so vulnerable following a tumultuous 18 months in the Middle East that it may finally be ready to abandon its nuclear program. The renewed push to solve one of the most delicate foreign policy issues facing the White House and the Mideast will begin in earnest Saturday. The president says he prefers a diplomatic solution, even as he warns Iran it will face great danger if talks don't go well. He says they can't have a nuclear weapon. You'll find more breaking news and analysis at townhall.com.
The world is spiraling out of control. Financial markets are extremely volatile. Global conflicts are escalating and inflation is everywhere. How do you protect yourself when everything's uncertain? The answer is gold. Specifically, the 2025 1-ounce Gold Eagle in flawless NGCMS70 condition from Global Coin. It's a lifeline in these chaotic times. A rock-solid asset that has outperformed for millennia. Call 888-800-1045 right now to lock in this stunning coin for dealer cost. Just $3,199. Free shipping, no sales tax. Secure this tangible asset you can hold today. The first 100 callers get a free MS70 2025 Silver Eagle. Two U.S. minted legal tender coins to shield you from the storm. Global Coin stands by you with a 30-day return policy because your security matters. Go to globalcoindeal.com or call 888-800-1045 today. They're knowledgeable, professional, and trustworthy. No gimmicks, just incredible coins at incredible prices. 888-800-1045. Call before it's too late.
Egg prices remain surprisingly high, and with Easter festivities just days away, it's drawing attention from some federal regulators.
Egg prices are at an all-time high. The Consumer Price Index says they rose yet again last month to $6.23 per dozen. That's despite the predictions President Donald Trump has made in recent weeks and what experts were expecting. The main reason egg prices are so high is because of the ongoing bird flu outbreak. More than 168 million birds have been killed since 2022 to help limit the spread of the virus. Wholesale egg prices started to drop in the middle of March because the bird flu outbreak slowed down. But prices haven't started to decline at the grocery store as much, partly because demand remains high before Easter. The soaring egg prices have raised questions about price gouging, and the Department of Justice is investigating.
That's correspondent Josh Funk reporting. You'll find more on these stories, plus breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Your average water bottle is now about to be more than just hydration. John Scott has details.
It's about personality. There are water bottles for everyone. Bottles that sterilize themselves, bottles that remind you when to drink, and bottles with colors and images that make them mini artworks. Wirecutter writer Kit Dillon says there are four things that make a good water bottle. It's the right size, it's leak-proof, it feels good, and it insulates well. Which one works for you depends on what you use it for. Some people go for a favorite sipping straw, while others value a comfortable carrying handle. John Scott report.
Eric and Lyle Menendez will proceed with their resentencing hearings after spending 35 years behind bars for the 1989 killings of their parents, despite opposition from Los Angeles County's district attorney. A judge ruled Friday that the court will hold a resentencing hearing for the brothers. District Attorney Nathan Hutchman says the brothers haven't admitted to lies during the original case. More at townhall.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Saddle up, folks. Corey Meyer Real Estate presents the third annual Palisadro Frontier Day, Saturday, April 12th. Enjoy a full day of vendors, a trade show, a sizzling barbecue competition. Then, the action kicks up a notch with the Silver Bridge Rodeo Bulls and Bronx Bull Riding Event. Learn more about Frontier Day and purchase pre-sale tickets now at pcfrontierday.com. Special thanks to our sponsors, Advanced Auto, Dolker Backhoe, Country Strong Fitness, and Red Sky Asphalt.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Redding Rodeo is back in Bucking on the River, May 14th through 17th, celebrating 77 years of nonstop rodeo action, world champion cowboys competing in the largest four-day rodeo in Northern California. Don't miss our 77th annual Redding Rodeo tradition. Get your tickets now only at reddingrodeo.com before they're gone. Redding Rodeo, where the West comes alive, May 14th through 17th.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Your genitalia and thrown it off of a cliff. It's not even a word. It's a prefix. Stop using trans like it means cross-dressing, genital mutilating, lunatics. But a parent wearing a Make America Great Again baseball cap at a school board meeting stands and spoke in opposition to men competing against women. It's never women competing against, voluntarily competing against men. It's always men who are cross-dressers competing against girls and women. And the man stood up to express his support for actual girls and actual women competing in girls' sports and women's sports. And he was naturally shut down by a fascist woman. It was a woman. I can identify this person as a woman. And the woman with the school board shut down the MAGA hat wearing man who supports girls and women because the Democrat Party is mentally ill. It's a mental illness. The party membership, I think, can be identified at this point as a mental illness. Speaking of which, we had a transgender. I've got a story today. I want you to say trans because that's a transitory term. But the transgender man who actually served in the Army, came from a family with 8 children, decided kind of late in life, I think, to change genders, right? And did the, now I'm a lady, now I'm a woman. And then changed his mind and said, oh no, this whole transgender thing is really bad. And wrote an article for the Daily Signal at the Heritage Foundation saying, oh, this whole transgender thing is a scam and it's really bad. Then changed his mind again. I think might have some mental issues. Changed his mind again and said, no, I'm a girl again. I'm a girl. Well, a dude wrote quick notes to some friends and then committed suicide because, and that's very, very common among transgender people, I think, more than any other population living among us. About a 40% people that identify as transgender, not just trans, but transgender. And about a 40% attempted suicide rate, occasionally succeeding. Did he self-immolate? How did he? We'll get into that. But the Democrat Party, so we got those couple of stories because they've got a lot going on. And they're little brains. They're crazy little brains. So we've got that one coming up. Two of those coming up. It's not just one. They're same topic, but two different Democrat-provided stories because of the mental illness thing that they are all apparently suffering from. Amazing stuff. And the National Panhandler Radio, taxpayer-funded, suckling on the taxpayer teat, left-wing radical propaganda radio for the Democrat Party, funded by us, the taxpayers, because the communists, the Democrat Party, they took over everything long ago. Information dominance, taxpayer dollar dominance. NPR has the story. Why some are accusing Trump of manipulating stock markets. He said yesterday morning, said, hey, might be a good time to invest. And then he put a 90-day pause on the whole tariffs thing. And like, oh, that's insider trading. And they want a pre-dawn raid by the FBI with a CNN camera crew in tow. They want the White House raided. And they want to fire on Fort Sumter because the Democrat Party is back to their old tricks. And they brought back slavery, too. This time it's illegal aliens who are here to wash the dishes in the back of restaurants. And they love that whole slave labor thing. Mm-mm-mm, I'm telling you. But never mind the fact that in 2021, then House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who is a brilliant Wall Street investor, what a raconteur she is, absolutely amazing. 2021, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi opposes banning stock buys by members of Congress because insider trading for me, but not for thee. And President Trump didn't buy stocks, and he wasn't telling people other than the entire American public to buy stock. Insider trading for the whole population of the United States of America. Rather than putting Trump in prison, it might be easier to put the entire Democratic Party in prison. What do you think? Just so we have to build, we'll make California a prison. Something like that. Just amazing. Gretchen Whitmer angers Democrats. Gretchen Whitmer, she is a Democrat in Michigan and all that stuff. Gretchen Whitmer angers Democrats with Trump meeting at White House. Quote, beeping disaster. They love cursing now. They love using the F word because they have the brains of children. They're easily impressed by simple little things like genitals, for one. So this is she had a meeting, a huge embarrassment, the Democrats are calling it, because she, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, under fire from fellow Democrats after appearing alongside President Trump. Maybe she was supposed to detonate her suicide vest or something, and she failed to do that. Because the Democrat Party, they love Hamas and Hezbollah and the Houthis, and they love Iran, but they hate America. And the Jews. They don't like the Jews either. They'd be lining them up at this point. Just a beeping disaster, said one Democrat operative who usually supports Whitmer, but spoke anonymously. Everything's anonymous, right? I had breakfast this morning at home with a woman who will remain anonymous, at this point, because the Democrat Party is very severely mentally ill. They're angry, they're vulgar, they're crass. In the meantime, the Trump administration, President Trump is sending an envoy, Witkoff, to negotiate with Iran over their nuclear weapons program. Now, I believe that Iran would rather kill everybody on Earth then give up their nuclear weapons program. And in fact, the goal of getting the nuclear weapons is to kill everybody on Earth. They'll start with the Jews, and the Democrats will say, well, what do you expect? You know, they were mean to the so-called Palestinians who aren't actually a nation of people and never have been. But never mind that. But President Trump's envoy is headed to the Middle East, not to Iran proper, but to the Middle East to meet with the terrible, horrible Iranian regime. And Steve Witkoff will sit down with them, lead a delegation, nuclear talks with Iran Saturday in Oman, which has a lot of shiny new buildings, but they still live in, a period that died 1,000 years ago. They have electricity thanks to Western civilization. They have skyscrapers thanks to Western civilization, but they're still barbarians, for a variety of reasons. So we've got that going. And the Democrats really want, look at the Barack Obama administration and Boltneck Kerry. They put together what they ridiculously call the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, which is the dumbest name for anything ever. And that Boltneck, we sent Boltneck there on his wife's private jet so he could complain about global warming or something. And he said, oh, yeah, you want to continue to enrich uranium? That sounds like a good idea. You guys should do that. You want to continue to spin centrifuges? Heck yeah, yeah. You want to advance your ballistic missile program and increase the range of your ballistic missiles that all have death to America written on the nose cones and death to the Jews, death to the great Satan. We're the great Satan. They're not. We are. The terrorist groups all over the Middle East that pay no attention to that remarkable stuff. Wah, wah, wah. Also, Trump envoy flies to Russia, likely to meet with Putin, right? As Iran, China tensions flare. And the news media, they pretend that we are the problem, not Iran or Putin or Xi Jinping in China, not the communists, not the communist Chinese, not Putin is a communist, even though the New York Times calls him a conservative. And because they're mental, they have mental issues. Oh, speaking of mental issues in New York, there's a crazy story out of New York City. I don't even want to tell. It's a little bit too early right now, so I'm going to wait a while on this. But let me say it's, depending on your sense of humor, this story begins when a man dies on a New York City subway train. All right? Man dies on a New York City subway train, and he's kind of on there by himself. Then another man gets on the train. And that's where it begins to get weird, okay? Because it got really weird from that point on. And it is New York, New York. It's a hell of a town. And there aren't enough antibiotics in the world. I got to tell you, there's stuff going on there. Amazing stuff. Also, we have a border. We used to have a southern border. President Trump has reestablished our southern border. American sovereignty. We're an independent country. We have borders like Canada. Canada's lucky to have us to the south and nobody else around them because, you know, their border with us is actually the longest unprotected border on the planet Earth and has long been so because we're such great neighbors. But these hockey-playing jokesters in Canada, America's largest national park, they're there in some weird places here and there. Not as weird as the New York City subway train, but never mind that. So the Supreme Court yesterday orders Trump to retrieve Kilmore Abrego Garcia, the MS-13 gang member from Maryland that the Democrats have been fighting so valiantly for. They're willing to lay down in front of trains to get the MS-13 gang member back into the United States so that he can, you know, continue to do what MS-13 gang members do. The Democrats love MS-13. They just hate the United States of America, not on our side. So the Politico left-wing radicals, Trump administration must facilitate return of man erroneously deported to El Salvador. Supreme Court says, this is fascinating, and I'll respect the court and their legal opinions, even though I think that illegal alien gang members should be catapulted out of the country, unceremoniously or ceremoniously, whichever you prefer. Got a lot of amazing stuff going on. Wah, wah. Also, NBC fake news. They slandered an OBGYN, a medical doctor in Georgia. And now, because they slandered this Dr. Mahendra Amin, they're going to have to pay $30 million. $30 million. To the doctor because NBC News lied about him and slandered him and maligned him. We also had this wild helicopter crash in New York on the Hudson River. A family of five visiting the United States killed. The Democrats don't really care because they apparently weren't illegal aliens. If they're illegal aliens, then they could become angry with Trump and burn a Tesla or something because they're always thinking, aren't they? I'm tapping my right temple with the tip of my right index finger. Always thinking, are those Democrats? Yeah, so $30 million to NBC News, got that coming up. A grandmother convicted of being pro-life in Great Britain because they don't believe in the free practice of religion or in free speech or the freedom to assemble. That's why we broke away from them long ago, kicked their limey, pasty buttockses out of the country. Pasty flounders that they are. We've got that. And Americans more and more want to live a child-free life. That's coming up. We're at 888-630-9625.
There's only one, Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
When disaster strikes, the power goes out. And this year, it's already happening. Windstorms tearing down power lines, wildfires scorching the grid, and severe storms leaving thousands in the dark. That's why smart families are turning to the Grid Doctor 3300 from MyPatriotSupply.com. It's the only solar generator on the market with built-in EMP protection. Quiet, fume-free, rechargeable with the sun, and powerful enough to run refrigerators, freezers, and medical devices when the grid fails. But it's not just for emergencies. Use the Grid Doctor 3300 from My Patriot Supply to slash your power bill. Keep your spring adventures fully charged or light up your next backyard barbecue without relying on the grid. No gas, no noise, just reliable, portable power. Anytime, anywhere. Protect your home. Power your life. Be ready for whatever 2025 throws your way. Get the Grid Doctor 3300 now, only at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. America's leader in emergency preparedness.
It's official. Newsmax has become a news giant. It's even listed on the New York Stock Exchange. Over 40 million Americans regularly turn to Newsmax for the news they need to know. They're tuning into the Newsmax channel on all major cable systems. They watch Newsmax, too, on all streaming platforms. They go online to Newsmax.com for breaking headlines. Millions more have downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphone and home TV. Reuters says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. Tens of millions of Americans like you have made the switch to Newsmax for the news they can trust. So make the switch today. You won't ever look back.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, a lot less, but people are actually happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save you or your family up to $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true, people are just happier with it. They love being part of something that reflects and promotes their values and what they believe in. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years now, and members have shared more than $7 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network, so yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care, whether you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan that you're happy with. Here you go. You can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes, a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. It's 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE, 855-51-BIBLE.
And just like that, gold prices hit yet another all-time highs. Investors, central banks, billionaires from all around the world are flocking to own physical gold and silver. And guess what? Your chance to get off the sidelines and join this bull market is right now. My name is Jeremy Blossom. I'm with Advantage Gold, the number one customer rated gold company in America. And we have a free gold investment guide to help you understand what's going on. And more importantly, how to own physical gold and silver. All you need to do is call us at 1-800-900-8000 today, and we'll rush you this guide. It's 1-800-900-8000. Get our free gold investment guide and learn why now is the right time to own physical gold and silver. And if you call now, you could also earn up to $1,000 in free silver. What are you waiting for? Get off the sidelines. Call 1-800-900-8000 today.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Yeah, some goings on Capitol Hill, too. Always exciting, Capitol Hill, isn't it? Depending on how weird they get. Let's go to the telephones. Let us go to Jack, calling from the great big state of California. Jack, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Chris, what a great show.
Why, thank you.
I'm so glad we have computers. I can hear you just like you're in my living room. I'm so embarrassed about our representatives that come from California. I got to tell you, Adam Schiff, I want to get to him because he's a mortgage fraud. He should be the poster boy for mortgage fraud. They write stories about how he got his mortgage and he never lived here and he lied on the loans, but we'll get to that next. We have Ro Khanna. I want to just give you the great line, like a baseball team, right? Ro Khanna, who goes on MSNBC, he's a leftist, he goes on Fox, he's a righty. He thinks he's fooling everybody. We got a new congressman named George Whitesides. He replaced a great guy named Mike Garcia up in the northern LA County area. He misses more votes than anybody. He's at the highest level that a freshman they've ever seen. Missing votes, George Whitesides. You have the three amigos, Robert Garcia, Pete Aguilar, Raul Ruiz. They get together. They're just knuckleheads. Kamala, Gavin. I mean, this is a pretty Swalwell. How about your buddy Swalwell with the Chinese? I mean, it really is unbelievable, led by Nancy Pelosi and the corruption. Her father was, you know, mayor of Baltimore. There was a lot of shady things back then. But Adam Schiff saying Trump is doing insider trading is ridiculous. This guy lied on his mortgage. Nobody talks about it except in California. And we need people that are examples of mortgage fraud as we come into a better economy. And Adam Schiff is a better, nobody better than him.
Well,
and the last thing is this.
Yeah, quick.
The business of the $350 billion, because I heard your show a few months ago and it was $350 billion for the Green New Deal. They found $20 billion with, you know, the EPA. But where's the other $375 billion? Where's the other $350
billion to Stacey Abrams for nothing?
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, it's Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, and it's time for our spring sale, April 12th through the 19th. That's right, it's your chance to save on all your spring projects, like the estate retaining wall block as low as $5.99 a block, or 2.5 gallon jugs of Ranger Pro for only $59. Our popular garden power soil will be on sale for $49.99 a yard. The rain's about over. Do you need to fill the potholes? Road base starts as low as $34 a yard. Or maybe you're building a patio. The Artisan Slate Premier 3-piece combo in a choice of 3 colors is marked down to $499.99. For a 122 square foot pallet, 50 pound bags of triple 15 fertilizer for only $29.99. Save big on all the many options of landscape fabric, garden tools, pond products, and so much more at Laux Landscape Supply, April 12th through the 19th. So plan your project now. Give us a call at 378-2220. Check us out on the web at LauxLandscape.com or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat, enjoy lively Celtic and folk music, feast like royalty, and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, $11 to $17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the
Lines, proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Henderson, and Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Anderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
It's April, and you know what that means. Hot Cars and Cool April Nights is back. This year is going to be bigger than ever, so mark your calendars for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shines, a drive-in movie, and don't forget about the cruise on Friday, April 25th, followed by the biggest show and shine of them all on Saturday, April 26th. 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, amazing unique vendors, and tons of chances for you to win with a poker walk and raffle city throughout the day. Get your wristbands at any local Napa Auto Parts store. And remember, Cool April Nights returns April 18th through the 27th. So update those calendars now and also get a full schedule of events at CoolAprilNights.com. Okay, to recap, Cool April Nights starts on Friday, the 18th. Goes for the next 10 days through April 27th, with the big cruise happening on Friday the 25th and the biggest show and shine of them all on April 26th. We'll see you cruising this April.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay, Warhawk, Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
A school board meeting in Maine's capital city of Augusta. That's their capital city in Maine, Augusta. On Wednesday night, featured a contentious interaction between a parent in a MAGA hat. It didn't just say M-A-G-A, it spelled out Make America Great Again hat. It's a black baseball cap. It's like the one that Elon Musk wears. That probably made them even angrier. They're very angry about everything, and usually it's about something demented, something involving mental illness. But between a parent in a MAGA hat and the school board president, over the state's ongoing controversy over transgender athlete inclusion, I'm not going to use the abbreviation of trans, it's transgender, cross-dressing, people with a lot of issues. Augusta school board chair of the school board, Martha Witham, cut off local parent Nick Blanchard while he discussed the controversial issue and a petition that he launched to have Coney Middle and High School principal Kim Liscomb removed from her position. What do you think her position is? Because I'm imagining a contorted, but never mind that. As seen in footage of the meeting, and we have the footage of the meeting that we're going to share with you, the audio portion, because we're on the radio. Liscomb is currently the president of the Maine Principals Association, which supports transgender athletes' participation in school sports based on gender identity and has been a subject of scrutiny by President Donald Trump's administration over the issue. Blanchard, who showed up at the meeting, the man, in a MAGA hat and a T-shirt of Governor Janet Mills that read, "You're fired." That's a little Donald Trump reference there. "You're fired" of the current Democrat governor who's pro-transgender cheating and stealing. And East Germany is dear to her heart. Blanchard started the speech by praising the six of the seven members on the school board who voted to adopt the 2020 interpretation of Title IX that did not allow trans athletes to compete as girls. That would be good. Blanchard, the man in the MAGA hat, also condemned the school board member who voted against it, which prompted the first interruption by Witham. Now, listen to this. I want to play the audio for you at the Maine school board meeting in their state capitol with a woman who is identifiable as a woman talking to a man who's trying to get his point. And wait till you hear what she says, because it's almost funny. We're at not so third world and banana republic and communistic. Apparently, you can come to a school board meeting and you can express your opinion as long as it's positive. And if it's not positive, then you must be stamped down by Madam Mao here, by Madam Khrushchev, who doesn't believe in free speech or the First Amendment or or the citizen, the taxpayer's right to petition the government. It's like the, you know, practically the entire First Amendment here. He's not a member of the press, I guess, but he showed up. He's a father. He's got a right to assembly. He's got a right to free speech. He's got a right to his religious views, but not for the left. The left will steamroll all of that. So here is, let's go to our first soundbite from this. A father in Maine, Nicholas Blanchard, school board meeting, and he's just trying to make his point. He wants to say what he believes. He's a father. And Martha Witham is the fascist, Nazi, Hitler. That's what we do. That's the rhetoric now, right? She's the little Hitler lady. It's kind of Eva Braun. I guess she's the Eva Braun of Maine. And it started like this.
Nicholas Blanchard, Augusta. Good afternoon, Augusta School Board. I'd like to start off tonight by saying good job and thank you to the six members that voted to go back to the 2020 interpretation of Title IX. And shame on the one board member that voted no.
I'm sorry, but negative comments will not be allowed.
What?
Most of you have heard by now that I have started a petition that Augusta Concerned Parents, both Republican and Democrat, are signing. This petition is asking if you, the school board members, will put up a vote to have Miss Kim.
I'm sorry, that's not going to be tolerated.
She's also a public.
I'm sorry, it will not be tolerated.
Sieg Heil amount of shots here. Wait a minute. Negative comments will not be tolerated because don't you know who we are? We're the school board. We're the government. We're the state. And we will determine what may be said and what may not be said, what will be allowed in terms of speech and what will not be allowed in terms of speech at a stinking, lousy, filthy Maine school board meeting.
I'm sorry, but negative comments will not be allowed.
I don't think you're sorry. I think she should grow a little Hitler mustache, I think. Let's look closely. She might have a little Hitler mustache. Because these people, they're not liberals. They're the left. They don't believe in free speech. Negative comments. Why would anyone go to a public meeting with government officials and not say something negative, not have negative comments? I don't understand. But she, again, one of my old sayings, give a liberal a thimble full of power and they'll abuse it before the sun goes down. Negative comments will not be allowed. That is absolutely. So only positive comments are allowed. Is that correct? Madam Frau School Board Führer?
I'm going to ask you to step from the podium. That's the second warning I'm going to give you about making defamatory remarks about school personnel.
How is that defamatory remarks?
I know
How
it was.
That defamatory remarks?
I don't have to explain it to you.
So you're just going to make a claim and just...
I'm not going to allow you to speak to school personnel in any way.
I'm not speaking to them. I'm speaking to you guys. I am speaking to the board. I made that clear. I said, most of you have heard, I am asking you, the school board.
These comments will not be tolerated at the meeting directed to us or to anybody else in this room.
She should be arrested.
Is that not what we're doing here? Is me making comments directly to you guys with me standing here talking?
It was involving an employee. It will not be tolerated.
The employee is her. You guys can't call anybody Nazis. You gotta cut this out. It's like a game of dress up and make believe. It's a deflection. It's projection. It is the Russian playbook. Whatever these leftists accuse, and remember Adolf Hitler's party was the National Socialist German Workers Party. It was the Socialist Workers Party of Germany. And we call them Nazis, and Hitler is a bad name in human history. And these little fascists, these tin pot fascists, and this little tin pot fascist, in this case, school board chair, Martha Witham, W-I-T-H-A-M, Witham. And no, there are no, it's defamatory. You can't defame government officials. That's obviously constitutionally protected free speech. And you can defame government officials. You can, and I don't think he defamed anybody, just by the way. But you're allowed to under the Constitution of the United States, but these in Maine, no less. You guys, you need to move to Canada, where they throw grandmothers in prison for, you know, being pro-life and things. The left is here, and they're here to destroy the world. The key to destroying the world is just destroying the United States. And these people, the left, the horrible, tragic, assassinating, shooting, looting, mob violence left. They are, they're a danger to civilization itself. And then there's Martha Witham, who's a school board member in Augusta, Maine. And she's here to crush free speech, to steamroll free speech. How dare, no, that's not allowed. Negative comments are not allowed at a public meeting where taxpayers show up to petition the government.
I don't have to explain it to you.
Wow, you really are. There should be a pre-dawn raid at this woman's house. She should be dragged away in leg cuffs and ankle cuffs like Peter Navarro at the airport during the Biden fascist era. These people are quite amazing, aren't they? Now, the father, Blanchard, is like, wait a minute. I'm here. I've started a petition. This is a public school board meeting. I'm a taxpaying citizen, a father, and I came here to express my First Amendment rights. This has to do with my religious beliefs, and this is me petitioning my government. That's three of the five pillars of the First Amendment. Pretty amazing stuff. Your Democrat Party.
Okay, I won't mention no names.
Once more, you're off the podium.
So, as most of you know, someone is the president of the Maine Principal Association.
Nope, close enough. I'm sorry. You're done, Mr. Blanchard. You're done, Mr. Blanchard. What? How are you done, Mr. Blanchard?
Wow. Communist China right here.
That's a fact, Jack. And then the school board president, I think, went and firebombed a Tesla dealership and shouted up and called for the Jews to be wiped out from the river to the sea. Because today's Democrat Party is so close to being a fascist army living among us. They're anti-constitution, they're anti-Bill of Rights, they're anti-First Amendment, they're anti-free speech, anti-free practice religion, anti-right to assemble, anti-right to petition your government. It is pretty extraordinary stuff. And this is in Augusta, Maine, because anywhere you find the left, you find the death of freedom. You find the death of civilization. They're choking the life out of the Bill of Rights. They're not liberals. They're the left. The left are the biggest fascists in the history of the world. Again, Hitler's party, the Socialist Workers' Party of Germany. And these people go around calling other people Nazis. You've lost the right to call anybody else names related to authoritarianism or Nazism, because you guys are breathing life into the fascism of the 20th century, of the totalitarianism of the 20th century. The only people that murdered more human beings than the Socialist Workers' Party of Adolf Hitler in Germany, there was the Socialist Party of Joseph Stalin next door in the Soviet Union, and that only until the communists of Chairman Mao in China came along and murdered 50 million to 75 million people. Just amazing. The Democrat Party shouldn't be allowed to participate in elections in the United States of America. Let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Matt, calling from Sandusky, Ohio. Matthew, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris. Thank you for taking my call. You are the king of talk shows, my friend. Maybe someday we'll meet.
You're very kind. I'll look forward to that. I'll buy the beer.
We'll give you how to make an appointment. Anyway, I'm thinking outside the box here, Chris, because these lunatics are not going away on their own. And that's a lot to ask of a lunatic, I realize. But holy cow, maybe we need to put in the budget a federal sanitarium, get a mega bus, put it on the sides, whatever you want, and start going around the country and picking these lunatics up. Because they're making policies that are hurting our children. And if our children can't count on us that aren't lunatics to protect them from the lunatics, then what good are we? We need to do more. I'm trying to think outside the box here, Chris. If I walked down the street and was quacking like a duck, there was a day in America that somebody could have called the cops and they would have locked me up. And similarly, I don't see much difference between a man being a woman and a woman being a man. We need to get these people out of decision-making positions somehow.
Well, I think you're right about that. You're no doubt right about that. And, Matt, I got to tell you, I mentioned this earlier this week, but there is a you know, first of all, President Trump was elected because of this rampant, pervasive mental illness that we call the Democratic Party, and the arrogance with which they wage war against not just civility, but civilization itself. The Enlightenment, and I've been talking about this for years, the Enlightenment is under attack. Western thought is under attack. I got another one out of the UK to share with you today, too. They could be even in worse shape than we are. But the Christian Science Monitor yesterday, meet the loud majority. College conservatives are silent no more. I think there is a, I hope that there is a wave taking place on campuses across America of common sense. Common sense needs to make a comeback. And I've got more on that coming up. Matthew, thank you for the call and for the nice words. Look forward to the beer.
I'm doing exactly what I pledged to do in the campaign. The men and women's force, everything.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
This country was, of course, built on hard work. Whether you're standing long hours, running errands all day, or just doing your part to keep the world turning, you shouldn't have to deal with fatigue. That's where Gedify shoes come in. Built with patented VersaShock technology, the FTC has authorized Gedify to tell you that these shoes help to relieve minor occasional pain associated with walking, running, and prolonged standing. Gedify shoes help to absorb harmful shock, align your body, improve your biomechanics, and return energy to every step. My best girl and I love our Gedify shoes. They make your arches feel good. Get 50% off your order of $120 or more right now by texting Chris to 91888 or by heading to Gedify.com using the code Chris. So text Chris to 91888. And with Gedify's 60-day risk-free trial, you've got nothing to lose. Message and data rates apply.
It's official. Newsmax has become a news giant. It's even listed on the New York Stock Exchange. Over 40 million Americans regularly turn to Newsmax for the news they need to know. They're tuning into the Newsmax channel on all major cable systems. They watch Newsmax 2 on all streaming platforms. They go online to Newsmax.com for breaking headlines. Millions more have downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphone and home TV. Reuters says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. Tens of millions of Americans like you have made the switch to Newsmax for the news they can trust. So make the switch today. You won't ever look back.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, Debt Lu is here for you. With Debt Lu's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at Debt Lu are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get your second month free for a limited time. You'll get the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month. Here's Veronica and Jackie, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
And now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free when they use promo code SECONDFREE. Just call, click, or bring us your bill and see how much you can save. Because when it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or ConsumerCellular.com and use code SECONDFREE to get a free second month. Real people paid to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to health care, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
I'm sorry, but negative comments will not be allowed. I don't have to explain it to you.
Negative comments about your government will not be allowed, and she doesn't have to explain it to you. She ought to be gassed. What? I know, that was hyperbole. But if she wanted to do it at home, like a lot of Democrats, we actually shared another story out of the state of Maine with you, I guess a couple of weeks ago now, when an elected member of the state house, a Republican woman named Laurel Libby. Laurel Libby is a Republican state rep from Auburn in Maine. And, she spoke up on the house floor about transgender, like boys stealing girls' trophies.
Boys participating in girls' sports is not fair. When you shine a spotlight on the truth, you can expect opposition. Mr. Speaker, may I finish? Maine girls will not get fairness in Maine.
They shut her down.
And when the woke left can't silence women, they cancel them.
The representative will defer.
See, they can't, and again, they wouldn't let her speak. They shut her down. And then they stripped her of her right to vote in the state house. And it's going to the Supreme Court in Moscow to see whether... And if that doesn't work, it'll go to the Supreme Court in Beijing because the Democrats are venue shopping again. State Representative Laurel Libby lost her ability to speak or vote on the House floor after the House voted, the Democrats, to censure her for violating the legislative code of ethics by standing up for girls and women when the Democrats are waging war against civilization and civility. The left is here.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.